sentence. Live to Washington and CBS's Mark Noller.
Nick, in commuting Libby's 2.5-year prison sentence, President Bush circumvented the usual procedures for executive clemency. And it left some Democratic critics accusing Mr. Bush of cronyism, among them New York Senator Charles Schumer.
One understands loyalty and friendship, but it shouldn't come at the sake of the highest principles in the land. And one of those principles is equal justice.
But the president also said he respects the jury's verdict and left unchanged other parts of the sentence imposed on Libby, a $250,000 fine and 2 years probation. Live in Washington, I'm Mark Noller, CBS News.
In the Britain bomb plot investigation, a controlled explosion on a car at a Glasgow mosque, one of a series of such blasts as authorities try to track down clues and more potential suspects. Eight people are being questioned, six of them doctors. CBS News correspondent Sheila McVicker in London says investigators theorize the people responsible may have been recruited by Al-Qaeda to become a sleeper cell inside Britain.
Intelligence services believe that this is not a group of people who came together casually, who just happened to find each other. Increasingly, they believe that these are individuals who were targeted for recruitment outside the UK and who were sent here with the specific purpose of laying low until the time was right to strike.
I'm Larry Miller, live in London. The head of the Muslim Council of Britain strongly condemned the attacks. Mohammed Abdul Bari says nothing justifies terrorism.
Those who seek to deliberately kill or maim innocent people are the enemies of all of us.
He called on all British Muslims to work closely with the police.
Those who they deserve the fullest support and cooperation from each and every sector of our society, including all Muslims.
Bari praised Prime Minister Gordon Brown for the government's handling of this latest terror campaign. Live in London, Larry Miller, CBS News.
Now there's a new batch of tests ranking how effective some vehicles are in protecting passengers in a fender bender.
The crash test folks at the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety have been evaluating seat backs in light trucks. How well do they protect you from whiplash in a rear ender?
We tested 87 current models. Only 21 earned a good rating.
David Zuby at the Institute's Research Center names a few.
A lot of the new products from Honda and Acura are receiving good ratings from us. Ford has been offering good head restraints in some of its newer products, for instance, the Ford Edge SUV.
Neck injuries and car wrecks are common. Insurance companies pay $8.5 billion a year in claims. John Harchi, CBS News, Washington.
In the waterlogged Southern Plains, travel by boat is the order of the day for flood-weary residents. High water continues plaguing sections of Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas, driving thousands of people from their homes.
We have put a lot of work into it to make it livable, and now we don't have anything.
President Bush has declared 17 flood-ravaged counties in Kansas a major disaster area. We'll chalk up a victory for the family of Ron Goldman. They've won the rights to O.J. Simpson's canceled If I Did It, a book that purports to describe how Simpson might have murdered Goldman and Nicole Brown Simpson. Now, the Goldman is...
J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
More than a decade. It's 4 minutes past the hour.
Don't miss Colorado State of Mind every Friday night at 7:30 on Rocky Mountain PBS.
AM 760, Progressive Talk. Broadcasting in HD and online at am760.net. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. A 24-year-old graduate student strangled in a remote part of a national forest did not appear to be sexually assaulted. That, according to Park County Sheriff's officials, as the suspect faces charge of first-degree murder. 44-year-old Robert Amos faces 10 counts and could get a date with a lethal needle if convicted. Our Colorado GOP Senator Wayne Allard is in Iowa today helping campaign for Republican presidential hopeful Mitt Romney. Yesterday, Allard met with Republican activists defending Romney's values to fellow conservatives. Allard defending the values Romney has shown during his life, telling the group, if they carry your values, that's what it's all about. And Democratic National Committee Chairman Howard Dean says he plans to nominate an all-female slate to chair the 2008 Democratic National Convention in Denver next summer. Dean plans to nominate U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to serve as permanent chair of that get-together. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And so far this morning, a pretty great drive if you're just getting rolling to the highways here with South Bend I-25, still pushing the speed limit. If you're headed outside of Thornton and Norklin, a little busier across downtown. We aren't seeing any jams on our eastbound routes just yet, despite the sunrise just popping up over the horizon here. Still good shape for 6th Avenue, I-70, C-470. A little busier southbound 225 from Yosemite down towards the I-25 merge. We do have a closure out on the eastern plains, westbound I-70, right in between Deer Trail and Byers because of a bad accident. Highway 40 is the alternate route there. Headed out to DIA, got about a five-minute wait at the security line. Weather today, sunny. And
the sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec. But before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's the part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here. It's 1-800-322-7127. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-322-7127. 1-800-322-7127.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health Omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the Omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried Omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health Omega-3 soft gels. Call 1-800-479-8133. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health Omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-479-8133. 1-800-479-8133.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-430-8122 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-430-8122. 1-800-430-8122.
Apparently he's feeling like he could just forgive everybody today. I'm in the studio. I'm in the studio yesterday. You know, I do an afternoon show Monday through Friday. And they timed this. And just in case anybody, you think anybody hasn't heard about this yet, John? Do you think this is going to be news to anybody?
It might be news to quite a few people this morning. It was news to me yesterday at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon here.
Okay, well, then let me repeat it. Scooter Libby, who had been convicted of obstruction for justice in the outing of, in the case, in an investigation involving the outing of an undercover CIA operative during a time of war, if nobody has noticed, had his sentence commuted yesterday, by President Bush. The president, from what I can tell, he did it about 2:45 Pacific time. Used his presidential fax, obviously, to send out the news. But what this means is that, Scooter Libby will spend no time in jail and basically will pay no fine. And I'll tell you why. Everybody's walking around. The right wingers are going to walk around today, and they were already saying it last night, and the president said it. This is an excessive, you know, he thought the prison time was excessive. The guy, he says, is still convicted of a felony. That will follow him around for the rest of his life, according to President Bush. But also, he says, and plus, he's going to pay a $250,000 fine. The president knows that's a lie. The D.C. insiders know that's a lie, and in a little bit I'll tell you why that is a lie. Scooter Libby will not pay a penny of that $250,000. And quite frankly, you know, and so that leaves basically the punishment being that he's going to walk around as a convicted felon. And from what I can tell in the Republican right-wing world, basically what that means is that he's going to get his own talk show. Because that's what happens to convicted felons on the right. They end up with their own radio talk show and make millions of dollars. So basically the president has yet set up another one of his friends for a successful career. After the guy obstructed justice, there's so much to talk about here, and I'm not sure, you know, I'm not even sure where to start. All I know is that I took all my old parking tickets, because, you know, I have one of the, I'm the worst at paying parking tickets, and I FedExed them to the White House. You know, as long as he's feeling generous, and forgiving, might as well take care of Mario Solis Maric. It's 14 minutes after, and I encourage you to do the same, John. I'm sure, well, maybe you pay all your parking tickets on time. But
we don't have parking meters in the in the place I live.
You don't have parking meters?
Well, we do in Denver, I rarely ever go downtown and park my car, so I don't have to deal with parking that much.
No.
I live in Highlands Ranch, which is, minivans and kids.
Right.
And everybody has their own driveway.
All right. Well, fine.
No, I know.
John.
No, actually, yeah, I need a presidential pardon today to be the day.
Yeah, well, you know, you might. We'll do this. Go speeding today. Get a ticket and send it to President Bush. I cannot believe this. The outrage, obviously, exists throughout the country. There's already a poll that was done by Survey USA. We'll talk about that, you know, in a little bit. But clearly what's happened here is that the American public, and the will of law, the rule of law has been stifled by the president of the United States. And we'll talk about that. We'll have a guest later on to talk about the political ramifications of it. And, of course, we want your calls because we're curious about what you think about it. I'm curious about what you think about it. 303-713-7600 is the number. 303-713-7600 is the number. My name is Mario Solis Maric. I'm sitting in for the great Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show on 8...
Hi, this is Ed Schultz, and I'm a firm believer in preventive medicine. Here with me today is Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed. It's estimated that the impact of treating stroke victims will be $2.2 trillion over the next 45 years. The emotional consequences are immeasurable. Getting a carotid ultrasound to evaluate your risk is one of several screening tests we offer at Front Range Preventive Imaging. Providing the highest quality CT lung cancer screening, EBT heart scans, virtual colonoscopy, and carotid ultrasounds is our mission. In addition, we perform all diagnostic CAT scan imaging and ultrasound imaging in a quiet and comfortable environment and provide the most affordable prices in the area. In these days of high deductibles, be wise with your healthcare dollars. Call us today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Digital voice and digital cable.
Get all three for just $33 each per month for 1 year. The Comcast Triple Play. One company, one bill, three great services. Call 1-800-COMCAST to order the Comcast Triple Play. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Available to new customers only with subscription to all three services. After 1 year, regular monthly rates apply. Service is not available in all areas. Speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Restrictions apply. Call Comcast for details.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
What we saw today was elevating cronyism over the rule of law. And what we saw today was further evidence that this administration has no regard whatsoever for what needs to be held sacred.
That was Senator Hillary Clinton in a reaction to the Scooter Libby sentence commutation, which is basically, quite frankly, a pardon, and I'll tell you why in a few minutes. My name is Mario Solis Maric. I'm sitting in for Jay Marvin on the Jay Marvin Show right here on AM 760. It's 20 minutes after the hour. If you haven't heard, President Bush commuted a Scooter Libby sentence. yesterday afternoon in a brilliantly timed sentence commutation. I mean, just brilliantly. He did it about 2:45 Pacific time, which basically made it impossible, which was 5:45, right, on East Coast time in a very kind of strange holiday-ish week. Because some people were taking the day before off, some people were taking the day after off, some people were taking the whole week off. So it was just brilliantly timed to mute the critics of this particular decision that President Bush made. I want to know what you think about it. Give me a call at 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. Roy from Westminster, you're on the J. Marvin Show with Mario.
Cool. Yeah, I just wanted to bring up the fact that that nobody seems to be talking about the basic root of why Valerie Plame was outed, and it was as used as a tool to control the information coming in about our involvement in Iraq and the connections between Al Qaeda and Iraq, and there was no connection. There's no WMDs, and that was one of the main reasons.
You're absolutely right, Roy, and thanks for bringing that up, and thank you for listening to the J. Marvin Show. And it's a good point for us to recap. I guess that's where the story starts, right? I mean, basically what happened was that Joe Wilson, Valerie Plame's husband, wrote an op-ed piece that basically said that there was no yellow cake uranium from Niger, and that that the fact is that there was no threat of weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Basically calling into question the complete premise for the impending invasion of Iraq. And by the way, we always hear this. We're always hearing, oh, well, everybody had the same intelligence, and, you know, even Clinton had the same intelligence, and that's why he went to war, because we thought there were weapons of mass destruction, and oops, there weren't any. There weren't any weapons of mass destruction, but everybody had the same intelligence, so everybody could have made the same mistake. Well, number one, there were a ton of people across this country, myself included, that during that period of time, we were shouting, let the inspectors do their job. They haven't found anything yet. Let's give them some time before we invade. Let the inspectors do their job. That's number one. And the other number one, the number one A, is that you had Joe Wilson writing an op-ed in the New York Times basically saying there's no evidence of weapons of mass destruction. And the White House being so paranoid about that information being out there that in order to retaliate against him, and more importantly to them, in order to send a signal to others that would speak truth to power, they endangered his wife's life, endangered the life of those other secret agents that she was working with and her contacts, and we don't even know the ripples of that, by outing her as an undercover CIA agent. And we've been trying to investigate, get to the bottom of that. And the reason that investigation hasn't gone forward, the reason we haven't been able, as the American people, to find out what happened is because of Scooter Libby. And now you're up to date. With Stephen from Denver, you're on the J. Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric.
Hey, it's a pleasure to talk to you. You're very good at what you do.
Thank you, Stephen.
I'll tell you what. One thing that sticks to my craw, you know, here he can... redo his sentence, but those two border guards down there that are in prison right now, he can't even address that issue. And I think that any indictments that are handed down against this administration should hold back till after this administration's out of office. And that includes war, profiteering, whatever.
And what do you mean hold back?
Well, I don't think that they should even pursue any more prosecutions against the administration until they write out their term and then put everything underneath the microscope. I think the American people would like to see everything scrutinized what this administration has done without the fear of pardons being handed out.
And thank you for your call, Stephen. But you know the difficult part about that. And by the way, that's an interesting strategy, right? I mean, the difficult part about that is that you have a growing number of people within the Democratic base that are saying, and throughout the country, quite frankly, that believe that the Democrats are not being aggressive enough against this administration. And they and actually the reason that, regardless of what you hear on the right wing spin machine, the reason that the congressional approval numbers are now down is because they haven't been aggressive enough against the administration. Not because, you know, Nancy Pelosi is from San Francisco or because, you know, or Harry Reid, you know, criticized, you know, the war effort and all those reasons that they, you know, want to make you believe that are the reasons the right gives you. That congressional approval are down are a bunch of hogwash. The reason congressional approval numbers are down is because they are not holding this administration to task. And if you look deep into those surveys, if you look deep into those polls, that is what the American people want. That's why they're disappointed in Congress. And you could just look at the top line polls. You don't even have to look that deep. 70% of the American people are against the Iraq war. And yet, the right-wing spin machine, it tries to tell you that the reason congressional approval numbers are down is because Harry Reid is criticizing the war. So how can those two things be true at the same time? The reason that the congressional Democratic leadership approval numbers in the House and the Senate are down is because there hasn't been more investigation. There's been plenty of investigations. By the way, that's why we're here. But the American people want action, and the majority of the American people don't understand how the system works. They don't understand how much power the president really has. And the reason they don't know is because nobody has pushed the limit of that power in the way this administration has since freaking Nixon. And so the American people are completely, like, they don't understand. Well, there's got, you know, I'll get these calls all day today at 303-713-7600. People saying, well, why don't we just throw him in jail? You can't. He's the president. You have to impeach him. Well, why don't we, you know, why don't we just make him stop? We can't. He is the president. And the reason we've never had to confront this problem before is because, for the most part, even amongst the most dishonorable presidents we've had, they've all tried to work within the rule of law. And what this guy has done is he's gone completely outside of that. And basically, he's looking at you, the American people, and he's going, na, 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 na. And so, one thing, and I said this yesterday, and it's just ironic that we were talking about this yesterday on this program. He has pushed Congress into an impeachment mode. He has pushed them into a corner where they have no other choice. And if Congress, if the Democrats want to show right now that they could lead this country, then they have to give the American people what they want. And what they want is that the American people want somebody to get this executive under control, and there's only one way to do that. 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. My name is Mario Solis Marich. I'm sitting in for Jay Marvin. And now we have Aaron O'Neill with traffic.
And we are looking at a very light drive this morning. We're in a bit of a holiday mode here. It is a little busy and slower. Southbound I-25 passing 84th Avenue. And we're starting to fill in from 38 through Spear. But if you're northbound, leaving the Denver Tech Center, wide open, still in great shape north and southbound 225, Aren't finding any delays in our eastbound route, 6th Avenue, I-70, C-470, all look to be in great shape. Out on the plains to the east, we do have a closure, though. Westbound I-70 in between Deer Trail and Byers, bad accident under investigation. It's going to remain closed for some time. U.S. 40 is the alternate they're using you out there. For the weather today, sunny and hot, maybe a few isolated afternoon showers. Highs reaching up to 97. We're at 68 now. Maren O'Neill, AM-760, Progressive Talk.
Get out of your car and into a Porsche at Canyon Casino. That's right. Scream through summer in a Porsche from Canyon Casino. Earn entry tickets daily to increase your chances of winning on July 3rd. Stop by the Canyon Club or visit CanyonCasino.com for details.
It's the 6th Annual Liberty Run, Walk, and Festival of Rights at Washington Park. There'll be activities for all ages, food, beverages, and fun. We're defending our freedom on Independence Day. Proceeds benefiting the ACLU. Find more info on AM760.net.
Just Brakes.
Yes. Does Just Brakes have a good deal on pads and shoes?
Yes, ma'am. Just Brakes will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels for $99.88.
Including installation?
Yes, ma'am. We'll also machine rotors and drums and inspect your brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and even machines rotors and drums for $99.88? That's a great deal. And, of course, I only trust my car to the true brake safety experts. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we
Additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-500-5509. 1-800-500-5509. That's 1-800-500-5509.
Boulder Valley Crane Service reminds listeners, this 4th of July, express your support for the men and women who proudly serve our country. Today's military personnel work long hours and make many sacrifices for us. They deserve recognition year-round, and especially at this time of year, when we celebrate the freedom they have struggled to uphold. Let's salute them this Independence Day, and remember those who have gone on before them. This is from Boulder Valley Crane Service, proudly serving the community for 10 years. Boulder Valley Crane Service.
Imagine what your life would be like if over half your credit card debt was gone. No more creditors hounding you for payment, no more late fees and rising interest rates. You don't have to imagine life without credit card debt. You can call Financial Freedom of America for a free, no-obligation debt consultation. Their friendly staff will show you how they can wipe out 30 to 60% of your credit card bills. In fact, you won't have to pay back a penny of the debt they settle for you. Call to see how you can save thousands of dollars. Call for a free, no-obligation debt consultation. You need $10,000 in credit card debt to qualify. Not available in all states. The call is free. The consultation is free. The information could change your life. Call 800-595-9985. That's 800-595-9985. Don't wait another minute. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-595-9985. That's 800-595-9985. Call now, 800-595-9985.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM760 Progressive Talk.
And this is Mario Solis Marich, sitting in for Jay at 6:33, right here on the Jay Marvin Show on AM760. I can't believe this. I love this song, John. Hey, John, I'm glad you're keeping you're trying to keep my sense of humor. Thank you. I didn't realize it was funny because yesterday afternoon when I expected this, John, didn't you expect this? I expected a full-out party.
Weird to happen yesterday, but I was a little surprised when I clicked on the news and it said Libby sentence commuted.
Yeah,
said what? I said to my wife, I was like, this has to be a joke.
Right. But I expected it to happen, like, you know, the day before Bush left office or something like that, right? I didn't expect it to say, hey, you know, let him enjoy his 4th of July.
He decided to do it while he was marlin fishing in Kennebunkport yesterday.
That's right. Is there marlin in Kennebunkport?
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Yeah. 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. 7600. Right now on the line with us, we have Paul Rykoff. He's the executive director and founder of Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans for America. Welcome to the Jay Marvin Show, Paul.
Good morning, sir. Good to be with you.
Good to be with you. I'm going to ask you a couple questions. I'm curious about your perspective on the Scooter Libby thing, but before we go there, let's talk about the business at hand. Your organization, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, is launching kind of a multimedia effort to raise awareness and to help create better health service and especially mental health services for our troops. Tell us a little bit about that.
That's right. The new campaign is called This Is for the Soldiers, and IAVA is linking up with the hard rock band Drowning Pool to try.
Very cool band, by the way.
Very cool, very popular, especially in the military. And even if you're not a hard rock fan, you should check these guys out. And the key is the website, thisisforthesoldiers.org. If you go there, you can see the new music video for their song Soldiers that was written after the band went to visit soldiers and troops in Iraq with the USO. And they were really touched by meeting these folks and their dedication and service and wanted to give something back. So they created this song Soldiers, and there's a new music video on the website that all leads to a petition that will demand better mental health care for our veterans once they come home. One in three people returning from Iraq will have a mental health issue, and these guys are really working hard to step up and support the troops and try to get some change. So check out the video, everybody listening. Even if you're not a hard rock fan, you're going to like this song. It'll wake you up in the morning, and it'll force you to do something important, which is sign this petition. And we're really hoping it'll get a lot of young people involved and really create a trend within the music industry.
Now, is there a particular bill, in front of Congress that we need to be supporting, or are you trying to generate a bill?
No, there is. It's called the Lane Evans Mental Health Care Reform Bill, which would basically create more and better accessible mental health care for vets coming home. The VA has really been overwhelmed by thousands of people coming home with mental health issues, and we need to get ahead of the curve. But right now this bill is sitting in committee. And many people have said, well, it's too expensive. And what we're saying is, look, you can't nickel and dime our nation's heroes. And this bill will go a long way to helping these people coming home with mental health care problems and their families. So by the end of the summer, we're hoping that we have a few million signatures on the petition. We're going to bring the band down to Washington. They're going to do a show, and we're hoping that other bands will follow the lead. And it's all at the website, thisisforthesoldiers.org.
Oh, wow, this sounds terrific. By the way, I'm speaking to Paul Rykoff. He's the executive director and founder of Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America right here on the Jay Marvin Show. What type of mental health issues are folks coming back with?
Post-traumatic stress disorder is the biggest issue, and we've also seen an increase in depression and other related issues. And a lot of it has to do with repeated tours right now. If you go back for a second or third tour, you're 50% more likely to have a mental health issue. And it may take time for that issue to start to reveal itself after you've been home. Most of the guys that we work with don't start to show problems until they've been home for usually over 6 months. And you may have a rage issue or a problem dealing with crowds, paranoia, or problems sleeping. It can reveal itself in a number of ways, and we've got to get ahead of the curve here and make more resources available at the VA and make it more accessible. Right now, the average wait time for a claim at the VA is over 170 days. So that's unacceptable. We need to get that number much lower.
That is unbelievable, especially in the context of, with all the Michael, with the right wing attacking the Michael Moore documentary, we keep on hearing, oh, in Canada, they have to wait 90 days to get mental health services. These folks, our troops are waiting 170 days on average for mental health services?
They are, and right now there's a backlog of over 600,000 claims at the VA. So the bureaucracy is really just blocking our ability to get care to these vets. And there are some places that where you can walk right in and get treated, but especially in mental health issues, you have to go through a long process, a lot of red tape and bureaucracy. And then folks saw what happened with the Walter Reed fiasco a few months ago. That really blew these issues wide open, but we need to keep the momentum that we had after that event and all the grassroots support that was generated around the country. We need to really build on that throughout the summer, and then this campaign will hopefully be able to do that too.
Well, the president is scheduled to visit Walter Reed today.
Yeah, it's about time.
What will he find there? Have things improved even
well,
there?
Well, they have. I mean, he'll definitely see what we call in the military a dog and pony show. They're going to shine everything up and throw some new paint on the walls. But it took him over 6 weeks after the initial fiasco to get down to Walter Reed. He waited till things were cleared up before he went down there and actually put his boots on the ground, so to say. But you know, what we've seen is some movement. Walter Reed has been cleaned up, but the larger issues of underfunding and neglect and bureaucratic problems aren't just going to be fixed with a can of paint. We need major overhauls within the VA, and the new Congress just passed the largest funding increase in 77 years. Which is a good step forward. Yeah, we've got to applaud the new Congress for that, and a lot of that had to do with pressure they were getting after the Walter Reed fiasco, but we've still got a long way to go to make the local VAs ready to handle the vets that are coming home.
I'm speaking to Paul Rykoff. He's the executive director and founder of Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, and they've got a new campaign, and you could find out about it at thisisforthesoldiers.org. Now, you said you want to get millions of signatures on this online petition. What can folks do to help you accomplish that goal?
Well, the easiest thing is just to go to that website. Go to the website, watch the video, sign the petition. It only takes a minute. You know, stop watching Paris Hilton or whatever other garbage is on the news for a minute here over July 4th and think about the men and women who are over there. You know, Jay's listeners have always been really supportive of our work, and I hope that will continue. And then you can tell your friends about it. It's really easy. Just kick this video around to 10 or 15 of your friends off of your email list, and that'll help us generate a lot of grassroots support. It's going to be all over MySpace and YouTube, and especially young people are really going to get behind this campaign. We're going to have a text messaging campaign, so anybody who comes out to see Drowning Pool over the course of the summer, they'll be able to text message and support this campaign as well. It's really, you know, a forward-looking, modernized way to try to get people involved in politics and supporting veterans.
Yeah, I love Drowning Pool, by the way.
They're incredible, man.
Yeah, they're great.
Really high energy and really nice guys. We've been doing press with them all week, and these guys are committed. They're going back over to Afghanistan later this year to perform with the USO again. And you got to give them credit because a lot of bands are afraid to take on the tough issues of our times.
Yeah, well, after what happened to the Dixie Chicks, you know what I mean? I could imagine a bunch of agents out there going, don't do anything, you know?
Absolutely right. Yeah. They had another song called Bodies, which is probably their most famous song, which is really about mosh pits and slam dancing.
Right.
They got pulled after 9/11 for being controversial, and that, I think, really didn't sit well with the band, and now that song has really become kind of an anthem or a theme song within the military. If you've been in the military, you've heard of this band, and now they're trying to give something back, and we should all be applauding them.
Excellent. And Paul, so now let me veer you into another daily event. Scooter Libby had just had his sentence commuted. Obviously, the reason that there was this whole controversy in the first place, the investigation, is because the investigation was about why Valerie Plame was outed or how she was outed, and if the White House had anything to do with it. Scooter Libby was convicted of basically stopping that investigation cold, and now his sentence has been commuted. What's your response to that?
I hope it's because he's going over to Iraq for a tour. I mean, I don't know how you
doubt it.
Yeah, I don't know how you excuse this type of situation where a man was convicted by a jury of his peers. It just seems like another egregious attempt to try to block really getting to the heart of what's happening with this war. And also, it's a get-out-of-jail-free card for your buddy. And I think it really undermines the rule of law to some extent. I know the president can do it here, but it's just really, I think, insulting to so many people because this guy was convicted by a jury. I don't care where you stand politically, Republican or Democrat. Our system is a rule of law. And when the president steps in and tries to, I think, undermine that, I think it really doesn't do any of us any good. So, Drowning Pool has been to Iraq. Maybe it's time for Mr. Libby to go over there as well and try to give something back.
Well said, Paul Rykoff. Thank you very much for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
And that was Paul Rykoff, executive director and founder of Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America. Check out his campaign and share it with your friends. You go to thisisforthesoldiers.org. This is for the soldiers.org. I will definitely be checking it out and sharing it. My name is Mario Solis Maric. I'm sitting in for Jay Marvin. It's 45 minutes after the hour. Oh, this is Drowning Pool. Very hot. Very, very hot, John Turk. Aaron O'Neill is next with some traffic.
Nice, easy driving on the highways this morning as we get closer to that 4th of July holiday. I think a lot of us may be taking the time off today. We just aren't finding the slowdowns that we usually do. South Bend I-25 is backed up from 104th getting down to 84th Avenue, again from 38th through Spear. Wide open if you're northbound leaving the Denver Tech Center. In pretty good shape either direction at 225. Southbound is a little heavier on that approach to Yosemite. No delays in our eastbound routes, 6th Avenue, I-70, C-470, and the Boulder Turnpike. All pushing the speed limit right now. Looking at your weather today, sunny and hot. Few isolated afternoon showers, 97 for a high. We're still at 68. Marin O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If you're traveling out of town this 4th of July and heading to Denver International Airport, don't forget DIA has the cheapest shuttle parking available at just $5.
Summertime and classic video rental is easy at the video station in Boulder. When was the last time you watched The Dude in The Big Lebowski, Brad Pitt and Gwyneth Paltrow in Seven, or fell for Keira Knightley in Love Actually? Old or new, choose from over 55,000 titles at the video station on 28th Street just south of Canyon in Boulder.
Every guest, every show, every day.
Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver.
AM 760 Progressive Talk is online at AM760.net.
Summer's here, and it's all about kicking back, having fun, and taking a break from all the hassles, right? You're playing golf, tennis, biking, water skiing, swimming. So this is no time to let all the hassles of wearing glasses and contacts slow down your fun. That's why summertime is the best time of all to look into all the benefits of LASIK, especially since the LASIK Vision Institute makes it so simple and so affordable. They offer you some of the country's most skilled surgeons using the safe FDA-approved technology, all for a fraction of what others are charging. So why not make this the summer you finally take a vacation? A real vacation from all the hassles of glasses and contacts. Call now for a free information kit that will answer all your questions about LASIK and show you how affordable it can be. Just call 1-800-700-1278. The LASIK Vision Institute, offering better vision at a better value. Call today, 1-800-700-1278. 1-800-700-1278.
Cynicism runs crazy in this society, doesn't it? And one of the big places there's cynicism is towards automobile dealers. And I've always said on the air, any group of people you talk about, there's always going to be a lot of good people, and then there's going to be some bad people. Well, let me tell you about some good people. Rocky's Autos. Rocky's Autos is the place to go to buy a clean, late-model used vehicle, car, truck, van, minivan, or SUV. They now have over 650 vehicles on the lot. The matching down incentive is going on, which helps lower your car payment. And they got great people working there, like my friends Tom and Marv Alshear, Spanky Herrera, Fred Labrato, Gerard Menard, Johnny Mays, Adolph, Juan. The list of people just goes on and on. There's over 100 people working there, and they're there for one reason, and that's to serve you. I can't think of a better place to go than Rocky's Autos. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan, or just look at the inventory. I think you'll be really thrilled. Rocky's Autos, they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Check them out. They're at the corner of 63rd and Federal. Tell them J. Marvin sent you.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
Summertime and classic video rental is easy at the video station in Boulder. When was the last time you watched The Dude in The Big Lebowski, Brad Pitt and Gwyneth Paltrow in Seven, or fell for Keira Knightley in Love Actually? Old or new, choose from over 55,000 titles at the video station on 28th Street just south of Canyon in Boulder.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
6:49. Oh, my voice is already going. 6:49. This is Mario Solis Maric sitting in for Jay Marvin right here on the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. 303-713-7600. Give me a call if you want to be part of the program, 303-713-7600. We're following up on and by the way, there was a couple of other news pieces that happened yesterday other than this huge development, President Bush commuting the sentence of Scooter Libby. And we'll get to those at the top of the hour. You know, one of the things that happened yesterday that is also very telling is that John McCain fired 50 people or laid off. Fired, basically. But when, you know, but he laid off 50 campaign staffers yesterday and gave everybody else a major pay cut. So we'll talk about that, the ramifications of that for his campaign, and what that means for people like Mitt Romney. And Mitt Romney has dog troubles. I don't know if anybody's heard about this. This story was out there, but somewhat buried. But Mitt Romney basically, you know, has some problems with his pet. Let me put it that way. And we'll talk about that. You know, we'll talk about that as well. One thing I wanted to say about this Scooter Libby commutation is that you're going to hear, and you started hearing it last night with the cable programs, and you'll listen today, and you'll hear the right-wing babble basically say, look it, you know, this guy didn't need to do prison time. As it is, he's going to pay a $250,000 fine, and he's going to be a felon for the rest of his life. And as I said earlier, number one, let's take the felony thing out, because on the right wing, in the right wing, if you're a felon, it basically means you get to be a talk show host. So he'll be, you know, listen, and if you're a felon, can you imagine the combo of being a felon and maybe if he starts popping OxyContin? He'll be boffo with the right wing talk show circuit. Number one. He'll take over, right? So it's in certain circles, it's good to be a felon. Like if you're a felon in a poor neighborhood, not good. You know, you'll never work again. Your entire family will suffer. You'll run around with a stigma. But if you're a right winger and a felon, you're number one. In the radio talk show circuit, you get to give lectures at $75,000 a piece. You get to go on Fox News. You know, it's a freaking career move. I mean, really, if you want to make money, this is what you do. Register as a Republican, establish your credentials as a Bush loyalist, and commit a felony. Next thing you know, you'll be on 200 stations throughout the country. Telling immigrants how they're supposed to comply with the rule of law. I mean, like I said, certain circles, felon, not so good. Other circles, you know, a freaking resume enhancer. Scooter Libby's going to put it at the top of his freaking resume. Scooter Libby, right winger / felon. Boom. I mean, I'm sure the Heritage Foundation has already offered him a fellowship so he could teach all the other right-wingers on how to work the system and obstruct justice. I mean, could you imagine? Tell me they're not going to use... Tell me the Heritage Foundation and, you know, and all these, you know, the Mellon Foundation, all these guys. They're going to freaking hire Scooter to teach young Republicans how to play the system. I did it. I obstructed justice. And, you know, and you can do it too. I mean, you know, so I don't believe that the fact that he's going to walk around as a felon is going to hurt him in any way. But this thing about, he's got to pay $250,000. You know, and that's like the big punishment. He is not going to pay a dime of the $250,000.
He'll still, Mario, he'll still be on probation, too, is another thing, how they're spinning it.
He'd be on probation?
Yeah.
Well, what does that mean?
Nothing, exactly.
But I mean, you know, because...
I'm on the Heritage Foundation's website right now, Mario, and there's not one word about Libby on there. Even they know it's kind of fishy.
I thought you were going to say, I was on the Heritage Foundation website, they just hired him. Because trust me.
He's
now
a senior fellow.
He's now a senior fellow. When we come in a couple months, I swear to God, I'll come back to you, John, and I'll show you how they've hired him. I'll tell you that right now. It's just unbelievable. But you know what? He's not going to pay the two. He has a legal defense fund. They went around the country and they opened up this legal defense fund, and all the right-wingers wrote checks into this fund. And they raised like $3 or $4 million in the Scooter Libby defense fund. It's a freaking, you know, some fundraiser out there made money off of this. So they're using that money to pay for his lawyers, many of which were working pro bono in order, you know, to kiss the Bush administration's behind. So it's not like they're really getting charged for most of that. And then they're going to take $250,000 out of this legal defense fund and pay that fine. Scooter Libby will not pay a dime of the $250,000. The felony thing is an enhancement to his career, as I have proven. And basically, he's on probation. So what does that mean? He can't, I guess, what are the, someone's got to, I'm sure there's a lawyer out there listening. Someone's got to tell me what probation really means. 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. From what I remember of probation, you can't hang out with felons, and you can't hang out with people that take drugs. So basically, for Scooter Libby, that means he can't go on a Rush Limbaugh show or Ollie North show. That's what that means. So other than that, I'm not sure, you know, how that hurts him. Isn't Rush Limbaugh on probation too? Did he get off? Did his probation wear out? Yeah, it wore out, or he's still on. John, do you know? Can you imagine? These guys are either off probation, and the thing about it, most people don't know this. Do you, John? Do you know why Ollie North got away with what he got away with?
I do not.
Okay, he was convicted. You do you know that he was a convicted?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I was really young when that whole thing was going on.
Oh, thanks. Thank you, John.
I'm not really young. I mean, you know, I'm like 7, 8, 9, 10 years
old. Yeah, okay. The ACLU got Ollie North out of that conviction. And for all the bashing that the right wing does about the ACLU, it was the ACLU that got Ollie North's conviction reversed. Because some of the stuff that they used against him, he had said under the promise of immunity. And that evidence was turned around and used against him, and that's against the rules. And so the ACLU basically defended Ollie North, and he ended up being convicted, but then having that conviction reversed on a technicality. So basically, I mean, the moral of the story is this. We have a lawless administration that hangs out with a bunch of lawless people. And the worst thing that's going to happen to Scooter Libby is that he can't hang out with Ollie North or with Rush Limbaugh. And quite frankly, I see that not as a punishment. If somebody told me I couldn't, that'd be a blessing. This is Mario Solis Maric sitting in for J. Marvin. It is 7 o'clock.
J. Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
We're back with Julia Witherspoon, founder of Cops and Kids Reading Centers, as featured on Oprah. She's been teaching kids to read at lightning speed, and she's sharing her secret with us.
It blows my mind how fast these kids are reading. And the thing is, anybody can do this, kids or adults.
Well, don't keep me in suspense. What is this secret?
It's called IQ, and it teaches you to read up to 10 times faster. And what's more amazing, you actually comprehend everything you read.
And am I to understand that anyone can try this for free?
Mm-hmm. You have their phone number right there.
Yep, here it is. Guys, to try this out for free, you got to call 1-800-300-5305.
Every home should have IQ. Every child should have IQ. And every adult.
Get your free demo of IQ right now and discover what Julia already knows. 1-800-300-5305. That's 1-800-300-5305. 1-800-300-5305.
AM 760. 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Here it comes. Much of the Deep South can expect a pre-holiday soaking, and that includes parts of Texas that are already underwater from nearly 2 weeks of steady rain. CBS News meteorologist George Cullen.
We're probably going to see some areas getting between 2 and 5 inches today. Hopefully nothing like yesterday when over 9 inches of rain fell in only 6 hours in Corpus Christi.
The rain has forced thousands of families from flooded homes in Texas, Kansas, and Oklahoma. KOTV's Omar Villafranco is in Bartlesville, Oklahoma.
About 2,500 people have moved to shelters, have left their homes, and are renting farther away from the water just for the meantime. And they're not sure when they're going to be able to come back.
On the fire lines, hotshots are making steady progress against wildfires burning from Santa Barbara to San Diego and the fast-moving Utah wildfire that took 3 lives last week. But the Utah fire is only 10% contained. The firestorm in Washington is political over the president's decision to commute Louis Libby's 2.5-year prison sentence for lying in the CIA leak investigation. Historian and CBS News consultant Douglas Brink.
Any way you slice it, this isn't a great moment for President Bush. History's not going to look kindly on the president for rendering this verdict.
The president said Libby's sentence was excessive. Overseas, 6 foreign-born doctors and 2 other suspects are in custody in connection with Britain's latest terror scare involving a pair of failed car bombings and an airport attack in Glasgow, Scotland. CBS News correspondent Elizabeth Palmer has the latest from London.
Forensic teams are poring over a wealth of evidence, including the unexploded London cars and the contents of the suspects' houses, their computers, and their cell phone records, which have been crucial so far in this high-speed police investigation.
A Mexican-American teenager who survived a savage hate crime beating and testified to Congress about his ordeal apparently took his own life. Witnesses say 18-year-old David Richeson jumped from a cruise ship in the Gulf of Mexico the other night. Michael McSpan is the Houston judge who presided at the trial of 2 men convicted in the attack.
It's shocking. I certainly wouldn't have guessed this in a million years after seeing him after the trial.
She was the diva next door who showed the world that Americans could do opera. The legendary Beverly Sills died of lung cancer at her New York home last night. She was 78. More than 41 million Americans are expected to hit the road for the 4th of July, traveling at least 50 miles from home sometime this week. AAA says that with the holiday falling on a Wednesday this year, a lot of people just decided to take the whole week off. Just ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P stock futures are up about 4 points. This is CBS News.
Yeah, Dave, Ted here. Hey, tomorrow at 522, a forklift is going to smash right into our conveyor system. Really bust it up good, okay? You should be getting a call about 523. Just wanted to give you a heads up. Thanks.
In your job, you don't get warnings. So Granger's just added a massive amount of material handling products to help get you through whatever the day brings. We're adding products and removing problems, from casters and wheels to carts and conveyors. We have what you need to move, handle, and store just about anything. Call or visit your local branch or go online to Granger.com. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Can you guess which state Michelin Man is in? Having left Utah, he's on the aptly named Loneliest Road. He'll drive vast distances without anything in sight, including a gas pump. That's why he has Michelin Hydro-Edge tires. As the longest-lasting, most fuel-efficient tires in their category, they're just right for lonely roads and high gas prices. For more on Hydro-Edge tires and to see which state Michelin Man is in, visit michelinman.com/guesswhere.
Michelin, a better way forward.
Category defined as premium-priced S&T passenger products.
The source of summertime water in the high Arctic is disappearing. CBS's Karen Regal has the story.
Many ponds in the Arctic have been there for thousands of years, but they're disappearing now, and scientists say it's likely another sign of global warming. Scientists with Queen's University in Canada have been watching these ancient ponds for more than 20 years and have been amazed at how quickly they've vanished of late. Weather records show there hasn't been any less rain or snow since the ponds started shrinking. Karen Regal, CBS News.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. The firestorm continues over Scooter Libby's presidential get-out-of-jail-free card.
Business as usual. I got money to buy off politicians in this country. You can get whatever you want.
Another example of it.
I think that's great. I agree with the president.
Some folks in the metro Denver area now saying it's time to impeach President Bush. High ozone readings have Coloradans holding their breath as sizzling temperatures bake engine exhaust and other emissions into a pollutant that's hard on folks with breathing problems. State health and environmental officials also keeping close watch today as the Front Range once again teeters on the brink of violating federal health standards. And Frontier Airlines announcing the first four cities it plans to serve with its new turboprop operation. Denver-based carrier will start flying the new planes in October from Denver on an existing route to Billings, Montana, also introducing service to Wichita, Kansas, Sioux City, Iowa, and Rapid City, South Dakota. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
It is a little busier on our highways this morning, and the slowest ride is going to be along South Bend I-25, where the slowdowns start right around 104th, getting down to 84th Avenue, and then again on that trip across downtown. Southbound 225, backing up a touch right around Colfax, and from Yosemite, so make your way down towards the Denver Tech Center merge. A little heavier eastbound 6th Avenue from Sheridan over towards I-25. But overall, lighter than average drive across the highways. We're starting to see a lot more traffic pick up for 270 across Commerce City. Off the interstates, there is an accident cleaning up at Alameda and Dayton. Another one at 8th and Monaco. And that closure remains out in the eastern plains. Westbound I-70 from Deer Trail over to Byers. Bad accident involving a couple semis. This is going to be closed for a while. Headed out towards DIA, your security wait time right now, just about 5 minutes. Weather today, sunny and hot, few isolated afternoon showers, highs reaching up to 97. We've warmed up to 72 now. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Need great-looking documents, done right and on time? Office Depot can help. Only at Office Depot will you find Xerox-certified print specialists to make sure your job is done right, guaranteed. Stop by an Office Depot store or visit them online 24/7. Office Depot, taking care of business.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
707 on 7607. How's that? This is Mario Solis Maric. I'm sitting in for Jay Marvin right here on the Jay Marvin Show. Jay's on vacation, so I'll be here for the rest of the morning. Day before July 4th, which will, from now on, be known as Scooter Libby Independence Day. We're following up, and actually right now on the line with us, right here on the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, is Ambassador Joe Wilson. Ambassador, welcome to the Jay Marvin Show. This is Mario Solis Maric.
Mario, nice to be with you.
Nice to meet, honored to be with you, sir. So, I guess you've been asked this 100 times, but let's make it 101. What is your reaction to the Scooter Libby commutation?
Well, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised by anything this administration has done in recent years. I think the commutation is pretty much a quid pro quo. It certainly ought to be looked at that, and I wonder what the president's hiding. What is he trying to cover up with this action? And I certainly think that there ought to be an investigation into it.
Were you with your wife, Valerie Plame, when this was announced?
I was, and her name, by the way, is Valerie Wilson.
I'm sorry,
Bob
Valerie.
Novak didn't even get that part of the story.
Okay, Valerie Wilson.
I was, and she was actually watching an interview on one of the news programs, and it flashed across as breaking news. I was reading email in my office. I think it's safe to say we were not surprised, but really disappointed at what is a subversion of the rule of law and the system of justice that has undergirded our great republic for 220 years.
Now, Ambassador Wilson, I mean, even though I expected it, I was surprised that it happened so quickly. I was expecting that the president would do this a day before he left office or, you know, something like that. Were you surprised at the timing, at the very least?
Well, I think his hand was forced when the appellate court upheld the sentencing and told Libby to report to jail. Once Libby goes to jail, he may actually find some incentive to tell the truth to the special prosecutor. That's why the commutation is really a furtherance of the obstruction of justice and the cover-up of whatever crimes may have been committed in the first place. And Pat Fitzgerald has said repeatedly that there remains a cloud over the Vice President of the United States on this matter. And the Vice President of the United States is in direct chain of command of the President. For the President to do this is really an outrage.
Ambassador Wilson, do you believe that, what do you believe they're covering up?
I think they're covering up the whatever the vice president had to do with this, and whatever the president himself may have had to do with it, whatever Karl Rove may have had to do with it. They're covering up possible criminal activity.
And considering, you know, Scooter Libby's relationship with Cheney, his official position there within the administration, do you think it's possible that he knows a whole bunch of other stuff as well? I mean, my sense is that he held a very strategic position. He was a confidant to the vice president. Is it possible that it's even more than just this one issue that he has information on?
Well, he was referred to as Cheney's Cheney, and he'd been with the vice president for a long time. I have no idea that he knows where all the bodies are. I have no doubt that he knows where all the bodies are buried. My own concern is that the underlying crime. My own concern really is that the special prosecutor be able to conclude his investigation into whatever crimes may have been committed. We know that wrong was done. We know that Mr. Libby, Mr. Rove, and Mr. Armitage betrayed the identity of a covert CI officer. We know that Mr. Cheney's hands were all over it. His fingerprints were all over this action. And it's important to get the truth out.
Why do you think Patrick Fitzgerald hasn't, you know, directly gone after the vice president? Obviously, when you're conducting an investigation, you know, there is this kind of, I guess, discipline to go after the lower fish first, right, to work your way up. But considering that he hit a roadblock, why do you think he didn't just surpass that roadblock and just continue on to investigate the vice president?
Well, let me be very clear. The crime that was committed was a crime against the country, and as a consequence, I have no inside knowledge. Mr. Fitzgerald never bothered to speak to me except when he was asking for information. But he has said quite publicly that the reason he couldn't get to an underlying crime was because, to quote him, Mr. Libby had lied blatantly and repeatedly, had thrown sand in the umpire's eyes, and as a consequence, there remained a cloud over the vice president. He could not penetrate the obstruction of justice. And that is why the commutation of the sentence is essentially puts the president in a position of being an accessory to the obstruction of justice.
Do you believe that, you know, obviously there's been a very, within the progressive community, there's been a push to encourage Congress to, you know, start impeachment proceedings. Do you think that that there'll be a wider sense of support for that type of effort based on this?
Well, I've always believed that impeachment flows from the facts that are developed in the course of an investigation. And I certainly believe that there ought to be an investigation of the president's actions on this matter, because I do believe that there is a very clear cloud over the office of the president, and that in doing this, he is essentially furthering the cover-up and the obstruction of justice.
So in over the next couple of days, or actually, obviously, I hope you and your family enjoy 4th of July like the rest of us. But after 4th of July, do you have any, you know, plans to speak, you know, publicly about this? Or what are you and your wife's plans from this point forward?
Well, like all Americans, we're going to celebrate the 221st anniversary of our independence. I think I will probably go back and read the Declaration of Independence, because I think therein are the seeds of discontent at being ruled by a government that was imperial in nature rather than democratic in nature. And I think there are a lot of lessons in the Declaration of Independence for the circumstances in which Americans find themselves today under the boot of George Bush and Dick Cheney, George Bush has actively subverted the rule of law and the system of justice that has undergirded this republic for the past 200-some-odd years.
I have one more question, and I appreciate your time. I'm speaking to Ambassador Joe Wilson. This is Mario Solis Maric sitting in for J. Marvin on the J. Marvin Show on AM 760. I know you've been asked this before, but we're clearly at a different crossroads now, and it is the day before the 4th of July. You committed yourself to a life of public service, as did Valerie Wilson, your wife. actually, the role she played was, you know, an extremely courageous one as a covert CIA agent. But let me ask you this, obviously, because, you know, I know you know, we can't get you in trouble by speaking for your spouse, so I'll ask you directly, since you've also committed your life to public service. And you wrote that now historic, you know, piece, you know, pointing out the lack of evidence for a case for the invasion. Do you regret you either your life of public service to this country or writing that piece now that everything has turned out the way that it has?
Absolutely not. This is a great country, and when I represented this country, I represented the values that it stands for. Those values are great values. I was proud to do so. Freedom of the press, freedom of assembly, the rights of citizens to elect their leaders, freedom of religion, all those make up the greatest system of governance as yet known to mankind. So I was proud to represent my country and the values for which it stands. With respect to the article, I would do it again in a minute. The last clause of the First Amendment of the Constitution goes something like this: no law shall be passed to abrogate a citizen's right to petition his government for the redress of a grievance. That right is a citizen's responsibility to hold his government to account for what the government says and does, purportedly in the name of the people that have elected it. It is a fundamental element of maintaining the strength and the vitality of a democracy. People do it in this country at every level of governance, from city council to President of the United States, and it is a fight that generations of Americans have fought against usurpers of power really since the Founding Fathers wrote the Declaration of Independence.
Ambassador Joe Wilson, happy 4th of July.
Thanks very much, and to you as well, and
thank
to all
you.
Americans.
That was Ambassador Joe Wilson. This is the Jay Marvin Show. My name is Mario Solis Maric, sitting in for Jay. What do you think? 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. An interesting perspective from a man at the center of the storm. Ambassador Joe Wilson joining us right here.
Snogging means kissing, and I've never been told anything otherwise. So, yes, I would consider that I am a good snogger, as you might put it.
HerMatch.com username is CuteBritChick, and you can email her right now. Go ahead. It's okay to look. Whether it's CuteBritChick or someone else, we're so confident you'll find someone special in 6 months that if you don't, we'll give you 6 months free. It's our guarantee to you, and it's only at the allnewmatch.com. See site for details.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz for Front Range Preventive Imaging, and I'm here with Dr. Blanchett to talk to you about the EBT heart scan. Dr. Blanchett?
That's right, Ed. Preventive medicine is our best healthcare investment. Front Range Preventive Imaging provides vital preventive tests at affordable prices. EBT heart imaging is the most important test we do simply because heart disease is epidemic. 150,000 Americans die each year from their first symptom of heart disease. CT lung cancer screening can improve lung cancer survival from less than 5% to over 80% simply by finding the disease early enough. If you have a history of smoking, you need a CT lung scan. Ask your doctor if an EBT heart scan or CT lung scan might be important for you. Make a difference in your health. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. Thinking about a summer road trip but not sure if the family wagon can make it? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, check out over 800 vehicles. Up close and personal. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all right here in Denver. Many under $10,000. Including low-mileage program vehicles, all with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are, they have what you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Summertime and classic video rental is easy at the Video Station in Boulder. When was the last time you watched The Dude in The Big Lebowski, Brad Pitt and Gwyneth Paltrow in Seven, or fell for Keira Knightley in Love Actually? Old or new, choose from over 55,000 titles at the Video Station on 28th Street just south of Canyon in Boulder.
Cousins, and we need timeshares to keep up with their demands.
Why can we sell your timeshare faster and for top dollar? Because no one resells more timeshares than we do. Call 1-800-700-0375 to find out what your timeshare is worth and get your free information kit. You'll also get a $500 online shopping spree free when you buy, sell, or rent. Dial 1-800-700-0375. That's 1-800-700-0375.
Hot off the presses, Denver's number one street atlas from Mapsco is now available. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Hey, for a limited time, if you bring your old street atlas to Mapsco's store at 8th and Lincoln and tell them Jay Marvin said to give you $5 off this brand new edition, they'll do exactly that. This year, Mapsco has gone all out. Over 5,200 updates, revisions, and additions. Hundreds of miles of new streets. 17 new pages just to cover Denver's new growth areas. You may learn the hard way. Those online maps are certainly not as accurate as Mapsco's street atlas. In fact, online maps might get you close, but Mapsco will get you there. Mapsco also has the most complete selection of maps for recreation and all your favorite outdoor Colorado activities this summer. For instance, the new Roads of Colorado features detailed maps of every peak, valley, and back road in Colorado. Mapsco maps are the most accurate, most current, and the most trusted. Check out Mapsco at 8th and Lincoln, at fine retailers throughout Denver, or online at mapsco.com.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting local progressive companies like All American Vogue, Wellness Spa on 5th Ave, or Empowerment Coach and Global Sense author Judah Freed. Go to am760.net and support Progressive Talk, AM 760.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
This morning at 10, it's Tom Hartman.
Coming up Tuesday on the Tom Hartman program, I'll be challenging Kafir Alifa, who will be here claiming he has a field guide to left-wing wackos. I'll let him know what I think is a wacko. Norman Solomon is here on his book, War Made Easy, How Presidents and Pundits Keep Spinning Us to Death. Plus, as always, the best of the rest of the news and your calls right here on the Tom Hartman program, the radio support group for We the People.
After Jay, it's Tom Hartman on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
7:21. This is Mario Solis Marich sitting in for Jay Marvin right here on the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. It's the day before 4th of July, which is now known as Scooter Libby Independence Day. We're going to take your calls to find out what you think at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. And I want to, again, thank Ambassador Joe Wilson and John Turk for arranging that interview. I know he took it at the spur of the moment here. Obviously, responding to a bunch of interviews, but definitely wanting to get to you, the Jay Marvin audience. So I want to thank him again. Now we'll take your calls. Colin from Thornton, you're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario on AM 760.
Hey. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, that's quite something, isn't it? Day before Independence Day.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Sure takes the pressure off Paris Hilton, though.
Yeah.
You know, thank God for that. I mean, only in America, right?
Well, the other thing is if we'd put Scooter Libby in jail, he might have had claustrophobia, not have liked the food, you know. All these things could happen, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I just want to let the viewers know that there is no justice in America. There's just us.
Wow.
So, you know, it's coming down to... It's a pitiful thing. I was an immigrant child to this country at 9 years old. I'm 49 now. I've seen it go downhill in the last 10, 12 years really bad.
Yep.
You know, we can't even buy fireworks to show our gratitude for freedom in this country because we don't have freedom. We're free to be told what to do, and that's it. And I think it's time that America took back this country, the people, we the people, the first three words of the Constitution. And it's probably time for another revolution, I think.
And you know what? I think that this is going to be a wake-up call. And you said something at the beginning about the timing of this. What's also interesting about the timing of this, not only irony that it's, you know, a day before, or, you know, it happened a day and a half before July 4th, but also the fact that they did it deliberately now, right, in order to, so that people wouldn't notice, because we all have families. You know, and
yeah.
You know, like after this, after, like, I do a show this afternoon, as soon as that show's over, I have a list of things I'm supposed to stop and get. I'm supposed to get the 12 packs. I'm supposed to get the hot dogs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so
yeah.
we're all kind of in a different mode right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And but I don't think it worked. You know, the passion that I'm hearing in your voice, the emails I'm getting at Mario@mylatinonews.com, the comments we're getting on our blog, you know, people are royally upset about this. I don't think that the subversion works. I think that this is bigger than what they thought it was going to be. And I appreciate your patriotism and your call, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling the J. Marvin Show at 303-713-7600. Jerry from Bailey, you're on the J. Marvin Show with Mario.
Hey, Mario, how you doing?
Good morning to you.
You know, I'm going to call all my senators and congressmen that I can think of, and it doesn't matter to me, you know, Republican, Democrat. I'm more of an independent.
Uh-huh.
But this insanity has got to stop. I mean, when does our government just decide that they're going to declare martial law and take away everything from us?
Well, apparently they could make all kinds of decisions. The thing that's scary about this, and we talked about this on the show yesterday, because I got to sit in for Jay yesterday as well, and it's like they don't care. That, you know, this administration clearly does not care about the polls. And when it is sold to us, oh, Bush is great because he doesn't care about the polls. I never thought that that was a good thing. That basically says that this guy doesn't care about the will of the American people. It's one thing to be completely poll-driven. We certainly don't want that. If there's a certain, you know, a place where, you know, a guy needs to show a bit of leadership, that's fine too. But to have complete disregard for the will of the American people is a completely different story, and that's who these people are.
Well, it's not just a total disregard for the American people. It's the laws of the country.
Absolutely, Jerry. And I appreciate your call. And Jerry called at 303-713-7600. Jeff from Summit County, you're on the J. Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I wasn't surprised that he did it. And I'm now that I look back on it, I'm not that surprised that he did it this quickly. He kind of has a way of looking you right in the face, and when he said in a statement, not to the media or anybody else, that, I know they found him guilty, and, you know, I know that they convicted him, but I don't care. I don't care that our court system found him guilty. He's not going to spend a day in jail, and there's not a dang thing you can do about it. And that's the way George Bush runs his government. And it's unfortunate for us.
So, Jeff, let me ask you a question. Would if the Congress decided to investigate further through an impeachment trial, would you be supportive of that?
You know, before, I wasn't supportive of an impeachment. And the only reason is because it's going to waste time. We have serious problems in this country. And they have to be addressed. And if we spend more time chasing our tail, like they chased Clinton's tail, then we're not going to get the people's business done. But at this point, with the blatant disregard for the will of the people and the rule of law, you know, I have to say that, let's start impeachment. Hearing. Let's start. You know, the investigation's been going on. They found him guilty of illegal wiretapping. They found him guilty. Even if the Supreme Court says no, you can't do this, George. But he's doing it anyway. And he goes back to an appeal process, which they stretch out the appeal process till he gets out of office. Well, he's gone.
You know, I understand, and that's how I feel as well. I appreciate your call, and thanks for calling the J. Marvin Show. Steve from Lafayette, you're on the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 with Mario Solis Marriage.
Mario,
thank you for taking my call, particularly one that's going to disagree with you a little bit. Well, are you aware that a difference in the number of pardons that President Clinton did versus President Bush?
I guess, first of all, the Bush administration is not over yet. And most presidents wait until the end of their administration to issue pardons. So that comparison could only be valid once Bush is out of office.
Well, let's just say it's a race, okay, then, and you have one lap to go.
But Steve, let me ask you a question. Yeah, I answered your question. Now answer mine.
How many
people?
Actually, you did not answer my question.
Well, I told you that you know, I don't know the number. How's that? But I won't count the number. I won't count the number until the administration is over.
Can I just throw out some facts, please, and then you can weigh in on your opinion? 467 pardons and commutations during Clinton's administration, including eight Puerto Rican terrorists accused and prosecuted for murder by the FBI.
Okay, and then?
And at the present time, Bush has commutated or pardoned less than 200.
Okay. So
now, even with a year and a half, he's got a lot of catching up to do.
Right. No, well, listen. Wait a minute. You set the rules. Okay. Now, I would say that most of those Clinton pardons came in the last 3 days of his administration. And so Bush is actually, I would think, statistically ahead. But neither of us will know until the day after Bush leaves office. But that being said, we are told by this administration that we are in a global war against terror. This administration they've outed a CIA agent. A person has obstructed the investigation into that, and that person has been pardoned. Tell me which one of Clinton's pardons compares to that.
Actually, you're incorrect. It was not a pardon. It was a commutation.
Which one of the commutations compares to that?
No, please be accurate. A commutation leaves him with $250,000.
He's not, Steve. He's not going to pay a penny of that.
Well,
he has a legal defense fund that all types of Republican donors have put money into. They're going to pay that fine out of that legal defense fund. He will not pay a penny of that.
Isn't that ironic? You keep on railing against the rule of law, but it's perfectly legal for a president to commute a sentence.
Steve, thank you for your call. You know, Steve, thank you for your call. But and I'm glad you brought up the rule of law thing, because we'll talk about that at the other end of this break. We have to take a break right now. But I have to tell you something. We are told that we're in a global war on terror. We are told that this is the most important part of our effort, is to fight terrorism. We had Valerie Wilson out there investigating weapons of mass destruction, nuclear weapons of mass destruction. She was outed. Her cover was blown by this administration. And we have a guy that obstructed that investigation. And he will not spend one day in jail. And he will not pay one penny in fines. You tell me what Clinton did that compares to that. It's 32 minutes after the hour. 303-713-7600. This is the J. Marvin Show. And my name is Mario Solis Maric. And now traffic with Aaron O'Neill.
And that drive along South Bend I-25, just a string of cars from 104th all the way into downtown. That'll break by the time you reach Spear, but it's been lighter than normal this morning. Southbound 225, a little backed up from right around the Dayton Street Bridge, getting down towards I-25. All other highways rolling up to speed. Getting word of our first problem, though, this morning, if you're leaving the Boulder area, eastbound Highway 36 near Cherryvale, sounds like a car hit a pack of bicyclists. Fortunately, nobody seriously injured, but there is going to be a little activity there. Might slow up your drive if you are leaving the Boulder area. Weather today, sunny and hot. Few isolated afternoon showers. High of 97. We're at 73 now. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Summer's here, and it's heating up. This is the best time of year to apply Revive to your lawn. Get rid of those dry browns.
Get the good stuff.
Here's
Here's something to think about. Engines with over 75,000 miles on them can burn oil, shortening their life. Castrol GTX High Mileage Motor Oil has added ingredients to condition seals that can help extend the life of your engine. Right now at Napa Auto Parts, you can get Castrol GTX High Mileage Motor Oil for only $2.99 per quart. And check out our great prices on other Castrol motor oils. Price does not include state and local taxes or recycling fees. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
I'm a jockey, and when I'm racing, I can't let my allergy medicine put me in a fog. So I only ride Claritin Clear. Claritin works hard to relieve my worst allergy symptoms. Sneezing, runny nose, for a full 24 hours. It works so well, only Claritin has proven to make me alert and focused. Not drowsy, like some other medicines can. When I get allergy relief and stay razor sharp, I'm ahead from start to finish. Stay alert, stay focused, live Claritin Clear.
User-directed only brand clinically tested.
You pick.
No, you pick.
I don't know. You pick.
I don't know. You pick.
No, I really don't.
We know a restaurant that serves chicken wings, fish tacos, and burgers around here.
You pick.
You pick.
You pick. No, you. You.
Superpages.com. We know around here.
Ethiopia.
When a tuna melt sounds good with a side of linguine, start with Superpages.com. You'll find everything you need to choose the business that's right for you. Superpages.com. We know around here.
I'm not hungry anymore.
For fun. Unfortunately, it's also a time when underage drinking can be a real problem. If you're a parent, talk with your teenager about drinking. It's not always an easy subject to discuss, but there's no better time. You can help your teens stay safe by teaching them to respect the law, themselves, and other citizens. This is from Ames Construction, specialists in heavy highway construction. Ames Construction in Aurora. People who care.
Our next exercise, transporting baby. Lug stroller down flight of stairs. Knees bent, lift up, and step, and step. Give dirty looks to people who don't help. Good. Only 20 more to go. And 19 and 18. Pick up ball and squeaky toy. 18, 18, 18, 18.
Life is exercise. Snickers Marathon is energy. Great tasting, nutritious, long-lasting energy for the demands of your day. Grab a Snickers Marathon in the energy bar aisle.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Hey, check out that ceiling fan.
It's nice, yeah. But we're not here for a ceiling fan.
No, I know, but it's really pretty.
But we're not here for
20% off.
Huh. Yeah, but
it has a remote.
I'll get another cart.
Want to save big on a gorgeous new ceiling fan? Head to the Home Depot right now and get 20% off all ceiling fans by popular brands like Hampton Bay and Hunter. Now till July 8th, only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid in U.S. only C-store for details.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
And this is Mario Solis Mari sitting in for Jay Marvin right here on The Jay Marvin Show, AM 760. What is 737? The day before the 4th of July. It's Scooter Libby Independence Day. Unbelievable. Once again, if somehow you haven't heard, President Bush commuted Scooter Libby's sentence, so he will not have to spend a day in jail. He left intact the $250,000 fine, which Scooter Libby will not have to pay a penny of because of his rich friends put all kinds of money into his legal defense fund. So that his fine will be paid out of that. And apparently he's got some probationary time, which from what I could tell only means he can't hang out with Rush Limbaugh, Ollie North, and other convicted felons. So the question is, what do you think? 303-713-7600 is the number. 303-713-7600. A lineman from Denver. You're on the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 with Mario.
Mario.
Yes.
I'm enjoying your show, enjoying Jay's show with you this morning.
Thank you.
I have a question about this, and it is that if the president has the power to do something short of a full pardon, and if he believes, as is he's quoted in the Denver Post this morning, saying, "I have concluded that the prison sentence given to Mr. Libby is excessive," then why didn't he do a remitter on the sentence and simply lower the sentence? If he has the power to commute, one would think he would have the power to lessen the sentence.
Well, that's an that's an interesting question. I actually do. I don't believe he has the power to lessen. Well, that's a darn good question.
There's
that's a good one. Lyman. I'll tell you why. Because in essence, he did do that because the entire sentence
right.
included probation
right.
and
he
the
did,
fine.
He did less
and
than
he just
a, right.
he just
he
took him out of prison.
Pardon. Yeah.
He did less than a few.
That, so I'm that, saying, if you're if constitutionally, Mr. President, you're allowed to do less than a full pardon, why constitutionally aren't you allowed to lessen the sentence if it goes to the core of what you believe that, quote, the prison sentence given to Mr. Libby is excessive, close quote?
That's a very good point. And thank you for your call, Lyman. And there's also another point that you bring to mind. In that same statement, the president said that he agreed with the verdict. He agreed with the verdict, but he thought the sentence was excessive, which means that the president of the United States has publicly said that he agrees that Libby, Scooter Libby, obstructed justice. And so now what the president needs to do, since he now believes and understands that Scooter Libby obstructed justice in the investigation of the outing of a CIA agent by a member of his administration, then he needs to call all of the members of his administration into his office and ask the guilty parties to disclose themselves and to resign. Because the President of the United States has stated publicly now that he agrees with the verdict, that he knows that Scooter Libby obstructed justice in the Valerie Wilson plame scandal. 303-713-7600 is the number. 303-713-7600. Liz from Littleton, you're on the J. Marvin Show with Mario.
Good morning, Mario. How are you?
Good this morning.
Great. I could be better.
right.
I'm not surprised that he's done this, but the bigger question for me is, what do we as Americans do to ward off the feeling of being jaded and just hopeless that, you know, we're just in this downward spiral? We have an administration that does not give a rip what they do and how they break the laws. You know, how do we as Americans get the hope back? And you know, people who are just and now eligible to vote, they're in their 20s or whatever. What, you know, why should they feel like going out and voting or doing anything? It's so frustrating to me. I feel like, what in the heck can I do?
Well, you know, and Liz, thank you for your call. I mean, it's a very good question. I mean, what we have to do is that we have to continue to vote people out if they don't do what we want them to do. And from all my calls, all I'm in and like the emails that I'm getting, et cetera, everybody just wants there to be, you know, an application of equal justice under the law. And it's so I don't think people are asking for anything outrageous or unusual.
No, that would be nice, but you think about that. The people that are at the head of the class there are completely ignoring the law. And
well, I mean, the problem is, and I don't know if you have kids or if you've ever been involved in the raising of kids, whether they're yours or not, Liz, but the problem is that when you let somebody get away with something for so long, then it takes longer to rein them in later. And we had a Republican Congress who was in there that basically didn't even attempt oversight of this administration. And that went on for so many years. I mean, it didn't go on for 6 months. It didn't go, you know, it just went on and on and on and on and on. And so he created this monster. Well, while the Republican Congress was not watching, the administration was actually able to build an infrastructure of crime. Instead of catching them early on, they were able to put in Betito Gonzalez, you know, to write the explaining memos. They were, you know what I mean? They were able to set everything up, you know, so that there's a level of cover up unlike which this country has ever seen. I thank you for your call, Liz, from Littleton. Stan from Denver, you're on the J. Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric on AM 760.
Hey, Mario, it's Stan. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for calling.
I just want to say, you know, yesterday I heard you made an excellent rebuttal to a comment that one of the callers had made when he was sitting there and he was bashing on illegal immigrants and sitting there going off saying, you know, that these people are criminals, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
You made a very good point when you said, you know, these people are criminals. They're charged with a misdemeanor. It's not a felony. And I think it's a sad day in America when it's perfectly fine for those people to sit there and bash on immigrants, but boy, when it comes to an issue of national security, when one of our government officials betrays our country and literally compromises national security, where are they today? Why aren't they upset about this? Why aren't they angry?
You're not going to hear them running around talking about the rule of law today.
It's heartbreaking. It is literally heartbreaking, and it's a sad day in America when there are criminals, real criminals, people that were charged with felonies, get off scot-free.
You're absolutely right, Tim.
It kills me. Thanks, Mario.
Thank you for your call. Alice from Longmont, you're on the J. Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric.
Hello, Mario. Thanks for having me. I've watched this thing and watched it, and this is just a personal opinion.
Uh-huh.
I think it's a direct cover-up for Cheney.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a direct diversion to keep our mind off of Iraq with all the casualties we're having over there. Fred Thompson was on here about one of the nights this past week. He said that type of case wasn't even worth fooling with. that it's just a bunch of spin. And anyway, as far as I'm concerned, a bunch of spin and tomfoolery to keep our minds off of Iraq and, like I said, the casualties that happened. And as far as these, I've watched it for so many years, and I think as far as the Democrats, the Republicans are concerned, it's all a farce, a big clique. And it's one to show which party is better than the other. There's been so much fighting. I imagine we are an absolute laughingstock to the countries that watch us, that we're trying to put in democracies.
Yeah.
And they're thinking, well, a democracy, you never get anything done.
Right. Thank you for your call. You bring up a lot of points, which I'll talk about when we get back. We need to take a little bit of a break now. My name is Mario Solis Maric. I'm sitting in for J. Marvin right here on the J. Marvin Show. And you could join us in the conversation whether you agree or disagree with me. 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. And now, Aaron O'Neill with some traffic.
The big problem this morning is going to be on the Boulder Turnpike eastbound Highway 36 near Cherryville. Sounds like a car hit a pack of bicyclists that were riding along the side of the highway. Fortunately, injuries aren't too serious, but there is going to be a little activity off to the shoulder of the road, some flashing lights, and that might slow up your drive if you plan on leaving the Boulder area headed down towards Denver. Other than that, it's been a pretty light drive from our highway. South Bend I-25 is still pretty slow yet from 104th to 84th, and then again from I-70 down to Spear. And we're backed up yet southbound 225 from just after Parker Road as you head on in. Looking at your weather for today, another sunny and hot one with highs up to 97. Maybe a few isolated afternoon showers might offer some relief. 73 now. Maren O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Summer is full of celebrations. The next time you need a gift in a hurry, stop by King Soopers for a great selection of gift cards.
Summertime and classic video rental is easy at the Video Station in Boulder. When was the last time you watched The Dude in The Big Lebowski, Brad Pitt and Gwyneth Paltrow in Seven, or fell for Keira Knightley in Love Actually? Old or new, choose from over 55,000 titles at the Video Station on 28th Street just south of Canyon in Boulder.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Place with the best deals on all the hottest shoes. I have to check it out, but I don't remember where it's at.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
places their cynicism is towards automobile dealers. And I've always said on the air, any group of people you talk about, there's always going to be a lot of good people, and then there's going to be some bad people. Well, let me tell you about some good people. Rocky's Autos. Rocky's Autos is the place to go to buy a clean late model used vehicle, car, truck, van, minivan, or SUV. They now have over 650 vehicles on the lot. The matching down incentive is going on, which helps lower your car payment. And they got great people working there, like my friends Tom and Marv Alshear, Spanky Herrera, Fred Labrato, Gerard Menard, Johnny Mays, Adolph, Juan. The list of people just goes on and on. There's over 100 people working there, and they're there for one reason, and that's to serve you. I can't think of a better place to go than Rocky's Autos. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan, or just look at the inventory. I think you'll be really thrilled. Rocky's Autos, they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Check them out. They're at the corner of 63rd and Federal. Tell them J. Marvin sent you.
Imagine what your life would be like if over half your credit card debt was gone. No more creditors hounding you for payment, no more late fees and rising interest rates. You don't have to imagine life without credit card debt. You can call Financial Freedom of America for a free, no-obligation debt consultation. Their friendly staff will show you how they can wipe out 30 to 60% of your credit card bills. In fact, you won't have to pay back a penny of the debt they settle for you. Call to see how you can save thousands of dollars. Call for a free, no-obligation debt consultation. You need $10,000 in credit card debt to qualify. Not available in all states. The call is free. The consultation is free. The information could change your life. Call 800-595-9985. That's 800-595-9985. Don't wait another minute. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-595-9985. That's 800-595-9985. Call now, 800-595-9985.
Summertime and classic video rental is easy at the video station in Boulder. When was the last time you watched The Dude and The Big Lebowski, Brad Pitt and Gwyneth Paltrow in Seven, or fell for Keira Knightley in Love Actually? Old or new, choose from over 55,000 titles at the video station on 28th Street, just south of Canyon in Boulder.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got J. Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
This is Mario Solis Maric sitting in for J. Marvin right here on the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 at 7:51. We're talking about the Scooter Libby gets out of jail free card. I when I was growing up and playing Monopoly, I always thought that that was like, you know, a fantasy, like non-existent, that you really couldn't get a, you know, that in real life. I actually remember my dad telling me that. Like in real life, there is no get out of jail free card. I think, you know, he would have been disappointed today. Give us a call, 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. Joan from Longmont, you're on the J. Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, the problem I'm having with all this right now is that Scooter Libby betrayed our nation, and President Bush has abused his power for 6 years now. It has nothing to do with Bill Clinton. And
thank you. Right.
I am really, really tired of, you know, for every abuse Bush comes up with, everyone who just is blind to his abuse just turns it all on Clinton. And what I'd like, this is addressed to talk show hosts, I just don't think you guys should even entertain those conversations.
Well, you know, what's interesting about it, and the guy, and you're obviously, Joan, talking about a caller who called earlier, and he was all like,
well
you know,
and what I've heard for six years.
And what, right, you've kind of, you're at your limit, basically. You're up to here, as they say. You know, but just to let, you know, someone who just tuned in know that you're talking about, you know, specifically what triggered this was a caller who called a little bit ago and said, well, how about all the people that Clinton pardoned? Basically. And what I say on my show over and over again, Joan, is that the right wing, when things go wrong, when they get embarrassed, when they need some, you know, when they get caught with their hand in the cookie jar, there's two things they do. They do one of two things. They either blame Bill Clinton or blame undocumented workers. That's basically all they do.
Yeah.
And if you look at it time and time again, any problem that they have, they either blame it on Bill Clinton if it makes sense. If there's, and it doesn't even have to make sense. There has to be some kind of, you know, tie, and they or they blame undocumented workers. I mean, that's kind of their, you know, the all they have left.
Yeah.
And I thought it was important to have him on the phone just to say that, and I didn't get the chance to say it, but thanks to you, I did. So
well, Scooter Libby is a felon, and
yes.
And that's the conversation, period. It's got nothing to do with anything else. And if you want to go back, I want to know who's going to pardon Martha Stewart.
Thank you very much for your call, Joan. That's a very, very, very good point. Jim from Louisville, you're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario on AM 760.
Good morning, Mario.
Good morning, Jim.
One thing I have a little bit of a bone to pick with, particularly you, because you used the phrase. I don't think it's a Valerie Plame scandal at all. I think it's a Bush-Cheney scandal. Why should we attach the name of Valerie Plame, who's the innocent victim of the scandal, to the word scandal? I think it ought to be attached to the perpetrators of that crime. So,
it's a very good point, and it's well noted. However, if I said the Bush-Cheney scandal, people would go, which one?
Well,
I mean, that's kind of the problem with it. I mean, it's like, if I said the Bush-Cheney scandal, people would, like, pull out their list of 20 things and say, what the heck is Mario talking about this morning on the Jay Marvin Show?
That's exactly, I agree with you. But we ought to say the Bush-Cheney CIA scandal, the Bush-Cheney NSA eavesdropping scandal, the Bush-Cheney, it shouldn't be the Iraq War, it should be the Bush illegal occupation.
Very good points. And
always attach the perpetrator to the name scandal. That's my objection to always attaching the word gate to a scandal. It started with Watergate, which was a hotel or an office complex, and now we had Whitewater Gate, we've got ticket, whatever.
Whatever gate. Right,
yeah,
exactly.
It's attaching gate to it, which, of course, only tells me that the people who are reporting don't have any sense of creativity. They don't have any sense. They're just copycats and ciphers. And so we ought not to get caught into that.
Thank you for your call. I appreciate it, and you make some very good points. Jerry from Evergreen, you're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric on AM 760.
Hi, Mario. Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to say probably the reason that Bush commuted the sentence rather than give him a full pardon was is that Scooter Libby has a chance to appeal the other two ends of the sentence, which is his probation and his fine. With that going on, they can't bring him before Congress. If he was pardoned, he couldn't take the Fifth in any questions that he asked about what happened with Cheney and Bush. And who knew what? While there's still legal things going on, he can take the Fifth.
That's an interesting point, but I'm not sure that's true. They could basically give him immunity, and then he would be forced to testify.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay,
you make a valid point. I mean, obviously there's a strategy here, is what you're saying,
yeah.
and it's it's obviously a legal one, and it's definitely something to look into. And for all I know, you may be right. Quite frankly, you definitely piqued my curiosity, and I'm going to look into it again. Thank you for your call.
And the other thing, if it's possible. If I got one more point.
Just real quick, because we got one more call before the
break. Okay. It is, I think people ought to take to the streets. We ought to put a million people on the mall in Washington protesting what he did.
I agree with you. And thank you for your call. Mark from Stapleton, you're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric.
Hey, Mario. Thanks for taking the call. For some reason, there was a number that stuck in my head, and I double-checked on the Internet. Bush signed off on 155 executions while he was governor of Texas, with one state of execution during the 2000 election cycle due to a question about DNA evidence.
Interesting. Thank you, Mark, for that. And I'll talk more about that. Mark, you triggered my next topic. How about that?
Thanks.
Thank you for your call. This is Mario Solis Maric on the Jay Marvin Show. It is 8 o'clock.
I take a probiotic and dietary enzymes daily. When I saw the same ingredients in Dynavite, I thought, gee, if they're good enough for me, they ought to be good enough for my dog.
The omega-3 fatty acids, all the digestive enzymes, zinc, vitamin C.
There's flaxseed oil, the seaweed, the kale, the enzymes that has spirulina, which is an amazing super veggie.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
If you have a healthy dog, I think that you should give him Dynavite so that he stays healthy. If he does have some misery, it will enable him to heal himself.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
If your dog is healthy, I recommend you try Dynavite just to maintain your animal's health. The website is dinovite.com. It's an easy website to negotiate. The first time I got on it, I saw all I needed to see and was convinced I needed to place an order.
Dinovite.
Dinovite.com.
Yes, guys, to try this out for free, you got to call 1-800-300-5305.
Every home should have IQ. Every child should have IQ. And every adult.
Get your free demo of IQ right now and discover what Julia already knows. 1-800-300-5305. That's 1-800-300-5305. 1-800-300-5305.
AM 760 and HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Tom Hartman, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. Nature isn't done with the southern plains. More rain is on the way, as much as 5 inches today. In some places where 2 weeks of nonstop rain have driven thousands of people from their homes. In Texas, Parker County spokesman Joel Kurtok says the swollen Brazos River is actually starting to go down, but that doesn't mean the danger is over.
Stay away from the water right now. It's still moving fast, and it can still could be a deadly situation if someone gets out there.
Washed out roads are the concern for Missouri Department of Transportation spokeswoman Lori Marvel.
It's never let up. You know, we'll get a pretty heavy downpour. They'll have a little period of dry, and it's just swirled right on top of this Missouri, Oklahoma, Kansas, Arkansas corner.
In Osawatomie, Kansas, Beth Sears will have to start from scratch.
We've pretty much lost everything except for beds and dressers.
KOTV's Omar Villafranco calls the rain in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, relentless.
It's saturated. There's no more room for anything to be soaked up, so, you know, everything is just kind of flowing over.
The weather is the reason a California city has scrapped a traditional 4th of July celebration. CBS's Steve Futterman has that.
Blistering heat continues in many parts of the West, and some areas here in Southern California. Temperatures again today will be over 100 degrees. That, coupled with record dry conditions, has prompted some cities to greatly restrict firework shows. In Burbank, just outside Los Angeles, the city has completely canceled its July 4th firework show. Fire Chief Tracy Pansini.
Had we gone on with the fireworks and we caught the brush on fire, they would have said, what are you, idiots?
Instead of fireworks, there will be a laser show. They hope to have fireworks back next year. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Burbank, California.
Angry fallout from a controversial decision.
For him to turn around and offer clemency to a traitor is an outrage.
Former Ambassador Joseph Wilson reacting to the president's decision to commute the sentence of ex-White House aide Louis Libby. Libby was facing more than 2 years in prison for lying about the leak that outed Wilson's wife, CIA agent Valerie Plame Wilson. The president called Libby's sentence excessive. Republican Congressman Peter King of New York agrees.
It was really a special prosecutor who just didn't know when to stop. It was an abusive prosecution. I believe the president has done the right thing.
Late word from London, British police have arrested two more terror suspects. The arrest took place in northwestern England. It's not clear if the suspects have any connection to the failed car bombings in London and an attack at the Glasgow, Scotland airport. Near Harrisonburg, Virginia, four members of a farm family, a husband, wife, their two young daughters, and a hired hand were killed by methane gas. Sheriff Don Farley says it appears the farmer was overcome when he climbed into a manure pit to clear a clogged pipe. The others went down one by one trying to help.
NATO Secretary General.
For him to turn around and offer.
Wall Street in early trading, the Dow Industrials are ahead 44 points. NASDAQ is up about 10. This is CBS News.
Can you guess which state Michelin Man is in? Having left Utah, he's on the aptly named Loneliest Road. He'll drive vast distances without anything in sight, including a gas pump. That's why he has Michelin Hydro-Edge tires. As the longest-lasting, most fuel-efficient tires in their category, they're just right for lonely roads and high gas prices. For more on Hydro-Edge tires and to see which state Michelin Man is in, visit michelinman.com/guesswhere.
Michelin, a better way forward.
Category defined as premium priced S&T passenger products.
Do you have a big presentation coming up? Need great-looking documents done right and on time? The Office Depot Design Print and Ship Depot will take care of it. Only at Office Depot will you find Xerox certified print specialists to make sure your job is done right, guaranteed. Stop by an Office Depot store or visit us online 24/7 to request professionally prepared documents. Xerox certified print specialists, only at Office Depot, where we guarantee your documents are done right.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. President Bush may say that Scooter Libby is still facing harsh punishment for obstructing the investigation into who outed CIA agent Valerie Plame, but Plame's husband is pretty angry, telling AM 760.
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised by anything this administration has done in recent years. I think the commutation is pretty much a quid pro quo. It certainly ought to be looked at that. And I wonder what the president's hiding. What is he trying to cover up with this action? And I certainly think that there ought to be an investigation into it.
Joe Wilson says Bush has utterly subverted the rule of law and America's justice system. A 24-year-old grad student strangled in a remote part of the National Forest was not sexually assaulted. That, according to Park County Sheriff's officials, as the suspect faces charges of first-degree murder. 44-year-old Robert Amos could get a date with a lethal needle. Colorado GOP Senator Wayne Allard in Iowa today to help campaign for Republican presidential hopeful Mitt Romney. Yesterday, Allard met with some Republican activists defending Romney's values to fellow conservatives. And Democratic National Committee Chairman Howard Dean says he plans to nominate an all-female slate to chair the 2008 Democratic National Convention in Denver next summer. He'll nominate House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to serve as permanent chair of the Denver get-together. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
We've got some problems along southbound I-25 as you approach I-70. It looks like an accident that's hanging up the left lane, and we're starting to see backups past 58th Avenue up towards the Boulder Turnpike. So we still have a little bit of slowing there, but it looks like the earlier slowing we had from 104th to 84th is cleared off, and that's some good news. Still a little bit heavy southbound 225 and then approach to Yosemite getting down towards I-25. And we're looking pretty good for the rest of our routes, I-70 either side of town and 6th Avenue in and out of Lakewood. Heading up along the Boulder Turnpike, westbound Highway 36, getting a touch slow from Sheridan up to Church Ranch as we make that heavy push there. Security wait time out at DIA right now, about 5 minutes. And a look at your weather for today, a sunny and hot one, up to 97 for a high, maybe a few isolated afternoon showers. Right now we're at 77 degrees. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk. The Regional Air Quality Council urges you to take care of our summer air. You can reduce ozone pollution by refueling your vehicle in the evening on hot summer days and avoiding unnecessary idling when you can. For more information, go to ozoneaware.org.
Another how-to half-minute from the Home Depot.
Honey, can I run these invitations by you?
Sure.
Please join us for a barbecue where we can show off our gorgeous new deck built by my talented husband and admire our new patio furniture from the Home Depot, handpicked by yours truly.
A little wordy.
Oh.
But I love the talented husband bit.
Now through July 8th, use your Home Depot consumer credit card and get special deferred financing on purchases store-wide, inside and out. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid in U.S. only. See store for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
This is Mario Solis Marich. It's 8:07. I'm sitting in for Jay Marvin today, right here on the Jay Marvin Show. And by the way, if you want to, you could email me at Mario@MyLatinoNews.com, Mario@MyLatinoNews.com, or you could give us a call, be part of the show at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. Right now, on the line with us, we have Mark Agrass. He's a senior fellow and constitutional expert at the Center for American Progress. And we appreciate you taking time for us this morning on the Jay Marvin Show.
I'm very pleased to be with you, Mario.
We have so much to talk to you about this morning. So as luck, you know, I don't know if it's luck or unluck would have it. I'm starting to wonder, Mr. Agrass, do you ever get called to comment on good news lately, or is it all like bad news you get called about?
Well, that's a good question. There's obviously been a lot of discouraging news of late with this administration. So,
let me delve into it for a second.
Sure.
First of all, the Supreme Court ruled a couple days ago, issued a ruling that basically limits a public school's ability to work on aggressive desegregation programs. How would you describe the ruling, and how impactful is it going to be?
Well, there are a couple of things. I mean, first of all, of course, it's really a kind of a stunning exercise in judicial hypocrisy. These are judges, these new judges, Chief Justice Roberts and Judge Alito, who went to the Senate and swore that they believed in precedent, and they believed in, they opposed judicial activism, they were in favor of restraint, they believed that the states and the legislature should be deferred to wherever possible by the courts. And this is one of those decisions that completely overturns every one of those principles. They've set decades of precedent aside. They've essentially tossed aside the principle of federalism, which basically says that these local school districts should have been able to enter into these kinds of voluntary arrangements if they wanted to address problems of local segregation, residential segregation. And it's, of course, the height of judicial activism, because these are judges who have said the legislatures, the school boards may not do what they wish to do and what the people have elected them to do.
Now, I've heard this in other places, and I'll be honest with you, I quite don't understand it, and that's why we have you on, because you're a constitutional expert. I'm hearing that because of the way the dissent was written, that it leaves some ability, to fix this problem that they have now created in the future.
That's right. I mean, the majority consisted of five justices, but the fifth member of that majority, Justice Kennedy, who's now very much the swing justice on the court, wrote a separate opinion. So he did not join in the sweeping generalizations that were made by the Chief Justice about how you can never take race into account. And he said, he wrote separately, and he said, well, there are some ways to do it, and there are some circumstances when you should do it. So he joined in the result that said that these particular school boards hadn't got it quite right. But he did indeed leave the door open with his opinion to say there may be other ways preserve some degree of racial balance in the court, in the schools.
Now, does it make a, and once again, I'm speaking to Mark Agrest. He's a senior fellow and constitutional expert at the Center for American Progress. Would it have made a difference if the problem that they were trying to solve was the actual school system inequity versus the segregation problem itself? Or is there anything in the decision that would lead you to believe, like, for instance, and this is what I mean, and I'll take the Los Angeles Unified School District as an example. It's the second largest school district in the country. We clearly have seen a pattern of, like, in minority neighborhoods, the schools themselves, don't attract the same level of teachers. They're, you get a poor education from the get-go.
Mm-hmm.
If they had said, we're trying to mix these students up in order to, raise the level of education in all neighborhoods, do you think it would have been a different result from just saying, look, we think, that segregation is a problem itself?
Well, it's an excellent question, Mario, and there's no simple answer to that, because these two problems are blended together. We have the resegregation of our schools all over the country, not because people are deliberately resegregating the schools, but because it conforms to residential living patterns, which have increasingly become resegregated all over the country. Meanwhile, we do have these issues of equity. Black, white, whoever is in the schools, everyone ought to be entitled to a decent education at an equivalent level. And the problem with trying to redress that issue in and of itself is that you may or may not succeed in raising the level of education by sort of shifting around the wealthier and poorer kids.
Right.
But you will not fundamentally alter the problem that these schools are increasingly homogeneous. They are not diverse. Kids are not being exposed to all kinds of people as they grow up in this very diverse society of ours. And so I think you're right that if they had not tried to desegregate, they might have achieved certain other results, but they wouldn't have achieved desegregation.
No, I hear you. And now I'm going to kind of shift topics on you, Mark. Obviously, Scooter Libby's sentence was commuted. We had an interesting question from a caller, from a few moments ago, who basically said, why is it that the president could commute, like, part of the sentence and not the other parts? And for instance, what he did is he took away the prison part but left intact like the fine and the probation. I mean, could he have not just said, well, I think the prison sentence is too long, he has to serve 6 months? Does he have the ability to do that?
Yes, he does. He has, these all come under the broad clemency powers that the president has. He can pardon, which wipes the slate clean. He can commute, and commuting would mean essentially remitting some portion or all of the penalties themselves without erasing the conviction. And so he chose that middle course, to let the conviction stand. It means that this man will never be able to practice law. He will have to pay a $250,000 fine. He will have probation, but he will not serve a day in prison.
So is there some type of legal tactical reason? I mean, does this the fact that Scooter Libby has ongoing appeals, and this was from another caller, by the way, has ongoing appeals left to him in the fine area of his sentence? Does that protect him from being hauled in front of Congress, given immunity, and questioned about what he knows about the Valerie Plame outing?
Well, that's a good question. The problem that it creates is that it leaves a situation where this man has no real incentive to cooperate in getting at the truth. I think that's actually one of the worst features of the president's having done this at this time, is that it looks, whether it's true or not, it looks as though what he was doing was to protect himself and the vice president and other people who might be implicated if Libby were to testify.
Yeah, now, I mean, I kind of get that perception, you know.
Yeah. Well, you're right. And he can still be subpoenaed by Congress.
Okay.
He's still subject to congressional subpoena powers.
Okay.
And presumably, if he lied to Congress, he could be tried and convicted for perjury. So that avenue still remains open. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
So do you believe, let me ask you a question, based on, everything that we know publicly, okay, because obviously we don't, and even the president admits that there was obstruction of justice. I mean, that's what's outrageous to me. Right. In the presidential statement, the president said, I agree with the verdict.
That's right.
But I just think the sentence is too harsh. So the president is saying there's been obstruction of justice. Okay, so now that's all on the table and all the other stuff that we know publicly, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe that this rises to the level of at least an impeachment, if not a conviction, but at least an impeachment for a high crime and misdemeanor for the president of the United States?
I think only if it could somehow be established that the reason for the pardon was to conceal other wrongdoing within his government. That's a pretty long road, and frankly, he's not going to be in office long enough to be impeached. I think that the real problem here is that, I actually believe that presidents should exercise clemency in appropriate cases. One of the complaints against this president is that he hasn't done it. In his entire period in office, he's granted fewer pardons. I think it's just over 100 pardons than any president in the last 100 years. And he's denied over 1,000 pardon requests. And he's denied over 4,000 requests for commutations like this one. And yet he then turns to a close associate and says, I will pardon you, or I will commute your sentence. It's just grossly disproportionate and abusive of the system, and it just raises all kinds of questions about motive. Because, you know, if he had established a record the way other presidents have of sparing people excessive sentences, one might be able to take him at his word that that's what was going on here.
Right.
But that's not been his pattern from the time he was governor of Texas and sneered at the requests from both conservatives and liberals that he spare the life of Carla Faye Tucker, who was a killer who had become a born-again Christian on death row.
Right, I remember that.
Remember
case.
That incident? And
yeah.
He mocked her publicly. He said, you know, please don't kill me. It was a degrading spectacle. And now this is the man who says he's exercising compassion by commuting a sentence in this context.
Yeah, well, I guess the level of compassion is directly associated to your closeness to the administration. Mark Agrest, constitutional expert with the Center for American Progress, we thank you for spending time with us this morning. This has been very enlightening.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, once again, that was Mark Agrest, constitutional expert at the Center for American Progress. My name is Mario Solis Maric. I'm sitting in for J. Marvin. We'll take some of your calls next at 303-713-7600. 303.
CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Thinking about hitting the road this summer, but you really want to do it in an SUV? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll always find an incredible selection of SUVs, all makes and models, foreign and domestic, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have the SUV you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Join the Russian party and experience our passion for Dazbach coffee.
Remember how fun it was when your kids were learning to talk? You know, back when you were both speaking the same language. Don't you wish you could talk together like that again? Well, you can. You just need to learn to speak a whole new language together. And nobody makes learning a new language more fun than Rosetta Stone. The amazing Rosetta Stone software is the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. There's no boring memorization, no drills. It's something the whole family can enjoy together. It can also help your kids do better in school. It can even help give mom and dad an extra edge at work. And best of all, learning a new language together will have the whole family talking to one another again. Doesn't that sound good? Your free Rosetta Stone demo CD-ROM lets you choose from 30 different languages, no strings attached. So call for your free demo CD-ROM and start learning a new language together now. 1-800-600-6117. That's 1-800-600-6117. 1-800-600-6117.
Our next exercise, transporting baby. Lug stroller down flight of stairs. Knees bent, lift up, and step, and step. Give dirty looks to people who don't help. Good. Only 20 more to go. And 19 and 18. Pick up ball and squeaky toy. 18, 18, 18, 18.
Life is exercise. Snickers Marathon is energy. Great tasting, nutritious, long-lasting energy for the demands of your day. Grab a Snickers Marathon in the energy bar aisle.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Hey, check out that ceiling fan.
It's nice, yeah. But we're not here for a ceiling fan.
No, I know, but it's really pretty.
But we're not here for
20% off.
Huh. Yeah, but
it has a remote.
I'll get another cart.
Want to save big on a gorgeous new ceiling fan? Head to the Home Depot right now and get 20% off all ceiling fans by popular brands like Hampton Bay and Hunter. Now till July 8th, only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid in U.S. only C-Store for details.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
Massachusetts is starting to implement a universal health care program. How is this going to work? And we'll tell you how other states are paying close attention. Senator Harry Reid is talking about having the Senate work through the August recess. Is that a good thing? 4.7 million people are going to be flying this week for the 4th of July holiday. There's going to be some hitches in the schedule, folks. We'll talk about it. We'll take your calls and have the latest news Tuesday on the Ed Schultz Show.
Today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
This is Mario Solis Marich sitting in for Jay Marvin right here on the Jay Marvin Show. It's 24 minutes after 8 o'clock. He's still, good morning, John Turk.
Good morning, Mario.
I've been drinking caffeine and Mountain Dew this morning. Coffee and Mountain Dew.
I can tell there's a little extra bit of energy with you this morning. I mean, you're always highly energetic, but today you got a little extra oomph.
I have some oomph. I think it's the combination, Mountain Dew being the, and by the way, they aren't paying me for this plug, but being the most caffeinated regular soft drink on the market, and then the coffee they give us here at the Clear Channel Studios in Burbank is pretty high octane, and then combine that with a little bit of Scooter Libby outrage. And, you know, I'm basically running around the building during the breaks. John, you're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario Solis Marich on AM 760.
Hello. Are you there?
I am here.
Okay, this is Angry John from Southeast Denver.
All right, Angry John.
You know, given that Cheney's aide pushed the Iraq war on us, you know, he helped Cheney do that. And help cover up the WMD lies and everything else. It just infuriates me that Bush is letting him get away with this. Now, granted, he isn't letting him completely get away with it, but this guy, if anybody deserves prison, this is the guy.
No, believe me, he let him get away with it. I'll tell you, like I said before, he's not going to pay a penny of that $250,000. At last count, there was still $4 million left in the Libby Legal Defense Fund, which was raised by, you know, GOP donors.
I agree totally.
So his fine comes out of there, and being on probation, I mean, you know, give me a break. I mean, what, he has to tell his limo driver to drive the speed limit, basically. that's basically what, the, you know, so he did. He got away with it.
Yeah.
He got away with it, John.
The previous caller, like a lot of, I've been a Democrat all my life, and I just, you know, pretty much go to party line all the time to support him all the way. But every time I hear somebody come on the air and say, come up with some kind of an excuse why we can't impeach, it just really gets me going. You know, we elected the people in our Congress. Most of them are lawyers. Most of them are PhDs. They can do two things at once.
Right.
You know, they have 50,000 people working for them in the Capitol to do all their research and investigation. You know, they can do this. And, you know, it's just a silly excuse. Bush is going to veto everything they want to do, you know, like the stem cell bill. That got vetoed.
Right.
Anything they put up in front of them that they pass out of Congress like that is going to get vetoed. The only thing that Bush can't veto is an impeachment bill. The only thing the Supreme Court can't set aside, I believe, is an impeachment bill. It takes it completely out of the GOP's hands and gives us some power. If we can put pressure on his legacy, it's going to make a difference, I believe. Now, I think...
If nothing else, you know, John, and thank you for your call, I have to tell you, there's also a whole other point, and that is, and you're right, I believe that the Congress should move forward with impeachment, and I think even if there's not time to get it done, we need to do it, because this sets precedent for other presidents and their behavior. And at a certain point, we have to draw the line. And even though the Republican Congress created this Frankenstein monster that, you know, that believes that, you know, there's a group of people at the White House that clearly believe they're above the law, you know? And so we got to do something to rein them in, or if nothing else, so history could show that that the American people didn't think this was okay. Van from Boulder, you're on the J. Marvin Show with Mario Solis Marich.
Yeah, you know, I'm just hacking piss this morning. I got this news, you know, late afternoon yesterday and just kind of put it away, but listening to everybody today and listening to that guy from the American Progress, he doesn't seem nearly upset enough about this. I don't understand, like, where our passion about our country has gone. You know, we're called shrieking, or, you know, everybody that's angry is, like, you know, shrieking. I love my country. That's why I'm angry. And what he did was a slap in my face, and it was a slap in every other citizen of this country's face. It was a slap in the face of the troops that are over in Iraq and Afghanistan fighting for this bozo. And it's one of those things where when you see somebody that has this kind of disdain for the rule of law, that has this kind of disdain for a jury, that has this kind of disdain for prosecution and for justice, and he is, I mean, on the same day that he pardoned, he commuted Libby's sentence, a veteran of the wars, the first Iraq war, was sentenced to 33 months for perjury, okay?
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
You know, I mean, this guy, he doesn't care about the United States. He cares about raw power. And I'm not sure if it's Bush that cares about raw power, or if it's Cheney that cares about raw power, but that's what these guys are about. And I don't care, you know, oh, he's going to be out of office before we're going to be able to impeach him. He's not going to be out of office. He'll be out of office, but the statute of limitations will not be up. And I hope that whichever Democrat we put in the White House appoints prosecutors that are going to go after this cabal of criminals like pit bulls. And, I don't even care. I don't think we should identify the crimes for these idiots so he can't pre-pardon himself on the way out the door. I think we ought to leave them in place. And then we should get payback on these people because they have sacrificed the United States on the altar of power, and it's their power, and it ticks me off.
Good for you, sir. Thank you. Well, thank you. You get the last word. Thank you very much for your call. You're a patriot. And he called at 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. Rich Masters, when we come back after the break, we're having Rich Masters on, who's a top-notch political consultant. We're going to talk about the political ramifications of all this, and we'll continue to take your calls. 303-713-7600. My name is Mario Solis Marich. I have the honor of sitting in for J. Marvin today on the J. Marvin Show. It's 8:31. Traffic with Aaron O'Neill.
It looks like a lot of our highways getting back to normal here. In fact, the one area that's still kind of a struggle is South Bend I-25 trying to get into downtown. We had that late accident right at I-70 that was hanging up the left lane for so long. It looks like it's finally been cleared up and out of your way. And we are a little backed up from just after 58th getting down through Spear, but that's just about it. A little busy yet southbound 225, approaching Yosemite down towards I-25. But looking much better either side of I-70, both directions of the Boulder Turnpike wide open. No delays for C-470 or 6th Avenue. Take a look at your weather for today. Sunny and hot, isolated afternoon showers, but we're going to shoot for a high of 97 today. We're warmed up to 77 already. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM-760, Progressive Talk.
Summer is full of celebrations. The next time you need a gift in a hurry, stop by King Soopers for a great selection of gift cards.
Summertime and classic video rental is easy at the video station in Boulder. When was the last time you watched The Dude in The Big Lebowski, Brad Pitt and Gwyneth Paltrow in Seven, or fell for Keira Knightley in Love Actually? Old or new, choose from over 55,000 titles at the video station on 28th Street just south of Canyon in Boulder.
I heard about a place that serves amazing homemade pie, just like my mom used to make when I was a kid, but I don't remember the name.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Horses that require a ladder to get in. Can you quote the horsepower specs of your minivan? Then you're going to love what is coming Saturdays on 760 AM. The hosts of Drive Radio, John Rush and Donnie Cypher, are gearheads, and they're going to talk about all the things you like. Tune in AM 760, Saturdays 10 AM. Gearheads, you're going to have so much fun.
Is your nest egg going to be ready by your retirement date, or will you run out of time and money? Hi, I'm John Commuta. Instead of putting your retirement on hold, you can start looking forward to a debt-free, stress-free retirement with my proven Transforming Debt into Wealth system. And I'll send you a free tape today showing you the power of my proven strategy.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. And that includes your mortgage. And it works no matter what your debt load. You'll eliminate your debt, freeing up the money to rapidly stockpile your retirement nest egg, guaranteed.
We were able to pay off our mortgage and all of our debts. Today we are totally debt-free.
Get out from under the debt that's crippling your financial security. Call right now for your free tape. Call 1-800-900-5953. For your free tape, call 1-800-900-5953. That's 1-800-900-5953.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know is that often high net worth investors underestimate how long they'll need their portfolio to provide for them in retirement. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 15-Minute Retirement Plan, How to Avoid Running Out of Money When You Need It Most. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-900-1146. It can be a personal tragedy when you think you've accumulated enough wealth to retire comfortably, only to realize you've come up short. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 15-Minute Retirement Plan, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-900-1146. That's 1-800-900-1146.
You've got the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
It's 8:35. My name is Mario Solis Maric. I'm sitting in for Jay right here on the Jay Marvin Show. Jay's on vacay, as probably you might be as well. And by the way, as Scooter Libby is, as definitely Scooter Libby gets a big holiday vacation. Tomorrow's July 4th, but today is Scooter Libby Independence Day. And the big question running around D.C. circles is, will this have political ramifications or not? And so with us right now is Democratic strategist Rich Masters. He is a partner and managing director at Corvus Communications. Welcome to the Jay Marvin Show with Mario.
Hey, Mario, how are you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good on this 4th of July. Not nearly as good as Scooter Libby and his get-out-of-jail-free card.
Right. We need one of, you know, I was saying earlier, and now I clearly remember because my sister sent me an email that once we were playing Monopoly, and my father went out of his way to point out to me, this does not exist in real life. You know, is he showing me the get-out-of, you know, like he's trying to tell, give me a lesson here. This does not exist. Little did he anticipate the Bush administration.
The thing about it is, Mario, and everyone today is saying, well, what are the political ramifications? But I know that there's probably tens of thousands of listeners driving to work this morning, and I feel pretty confident when I say, raise your hand off the steering wheel if you thought that Scooter Libby would not be pardoned. I'm guessing there's no accidents in the greater Denver area.
Right. No, well, that being true, I think that the concept of it and the reality of it are two different things. It's like even I saw it coming, right? I thought it was going to be a pardon, but I thought it was going to be one of those midnight pardons the day before Bush helicopters away from the White House, which is a day I've imagined, I don't know, thousands of times now. But the reality of it hit me hard. I mean, you know, what do you think? Are you saying that you don't think there's going to be a reaction to this, or do you think it's just going to be absorbed, or do you foresee a reaction?
Well, right. I mean, there obviously is going to be a reaction, but the people who are going to react the way you and I are, Mario, have never been fans of the administration and their screwed up foreign and domestic policies at any point in the administration. You know, right now the president's approval ratings are down to, you know, in the upper 20s and maybe lower 30s. I mean, it's pretty much down to the Bush family relatives and defense contractors are about the only people who really have – I mean, it's
well, they added Scooter Libby's cousins. So
yeah, they added those folks, and so I mean, this will play well with those folks who, you know, the president lost in the fight on immigration reform, so he kind of gets the red meat conservatives back in the camp, such that they exist. So you know, it'll have a it helps solidify, as if he needed it, the right wing base. But you know, outside of that, you know, the rest of us just scratch our heads. I mean, you know, it's just one more. You know, one more sign that the president is a lame duck and he doesn't really care. And, you know, it should come as no surprise. I mean, this is a guy whose vice president says he's not a member of the executive branch of government,
right.
You know. So, you know, none of this really should come as a surprise. And I do think there's going to be some political reaction. I mean, it's going to make it significantly more difficult for Fred Thompson and Rudy Giuliani and the rest to kind of stand by this. But unfortunately for them, they're going to have to stand by this decision because they're all trying to capture that, you know, right wing of the conservative base. So I say to them, have at it, you know, go for it and have a good time with it because it's, you know, politically it's damaging. People in middle America, the ones who, you know, live by the rules and play by the rules and work by the rules are going to be extremely angry at this, and it's just one more, you know, loaded weight to weigh down the administration. More importantly, to weigh down Republican candidates. I mean, I hope everyone, you know, starts asking their senators and member of Congress if they support the decision of the president, because the only way we're going to change it is by, you know, electing Democrats who are going to come in and change the culture of corruption that we've seen, you know, in this administration over the last 6 years.
I'm speaking to Rich Masters, Managing Director for Corvus Communication. Rich is a longtime and excellent Democratic strategist, and so, and I have a hard question for you, Rich. That being said, I mean, you know, don't you or do you think that that Democratic office holders are now also going to be under additional pressure to move forward with some kind of action? They've clearly lost standing in the polls over the last couple of months, and every indication that I've seen says that they're losing standing because they haven't been aggressive enough. Doesn't this just increase their pressure and highlight the fact that they aren't being as aggressive as the base wants them to be?
Well, I mean, you know, obviously I'm a partisan, so I'm going to say, I think that, you know, right now there are three separate investigations going on in Capitol Hill into the false intelligence, the run-up to the war in Iraq, and how these groups sold us a false bill of goods. And, you know, I think that, you know, the reason all of this stuff is coming to light now, Mario, is that Democrats are in control. I mean, let's think about it. As disappointed as some progressives are in the Democratic leadership because they've not been aggressive enough, let's talk about what has happened. And what has happened is all of the stories that have come about in the last course of the last 6 months only came to light because you have a Democratic House and a Democratic Senate with subpoena power that is starting to move the documents that heretofore had been closed to the public. Now, it's baby steps, but we still only have a bare majority in both the House and the Senate, and so Democrats are limited as to how aggressive they can be without looking like just complete obstructionists. And so, you know, I've been particularly impressed with how they've handled it. I know that's not a common view amongst progressives.
I guess that's what I'm asking, though, since it is not a common view. And I have to tell you, because, you know, I talk to people on the radio every day, and they talk back, okay? And actually, after you get off the phone, some may more will talk back at 303-713-7600. But, I mean, you cannot believe the level of dissatisfaction out there amongst base Democrats. And I'll tell you, Rich, because I know you talk to a lot of important people. I think the word disappointment, I hope that's what you're using here on the air and not what you're telling, you know, your clients, because the word disappointment does not match the reality on the ground. The reality on the ground is outrage. And I'm talking amongst, you know, the Democratic Party, you know, faithful.
Well, and I, you know, listen, every candidate now realizes that there is a large outrage, in the, you know, with progressives, across the country. You know, they get it. And you know, they're in a unique position, the Democratic leadership, of trying to bring to light the kind of the stink that has emanated from this end of from the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue. But again, they're limited into what they can do, and you know, from time to time, I would point that every single thing that has come out. Has come out because there's a Democratic majority that is hounding the administration for the answers and for the truth. Is it enough for you and me and progressives who are outraged at just the complete and utter abuses? It's not. Will it get better the more Democrats we elect, the stronger majority we get when we have a Democrat in the White House? Absolutely is the answer to that. You'll see fundamental change when fundamental change can be had from both ends. Of Pennsylvania Avenue here in the Capitol, and voters need to continue their outrage. That's the only way the Democratic policymakers are going to be able to shape the debate, and they have shaped the debate. If you look at what the presidential candidates are talking about, they truly sense this outrage. And you are right, disappointment is mild for what. The progressives in America are feeling, but I think disappointment is probably for people who are not necessarily partisan. I think there's widespread disappointment with both parties and with both branches of government right now across the board. I would argue that the Democratic leadership understands that there's outrage amongst the with progressives and hardcore Democrats. I just say be patient. It's a tough thing to do, but once we have the White House, once we have both houses of Congress, you're going to see fundamental change in America when we aren't going to get stopped at every turn by a White House that is in a complete alternate form of reality than you and I live in, Mario.
Well, thank you very much for spending time with us this morning, Rich Masters from Corvus Communications.
Anytime, brother. I really appreciate you, Mario. You're doing a great job.
Thank you, and so are you, Rich. I appreciate you as well. And there he was. We want to get your comments, 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. We'll take some of your calls next. My name is Mario Solis Maric. I'm sitting in for Jay Marvin on the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. And now how about some traffic, Aaron O'Neill?
A couple of heavy areas, but overall looks like things getting back in order here. Southbound I-25 on that approach to I-70. We had that late crash that was in the left lane for so long. It looks like that's out of there. So we still have the residual slowdown there. But overall, things are improving on your trip across downtown and a little backed up yet. Southbound 225 from Yosemite down towards the Denver Tech Center merge. But back to normal, both directions of I-70. Boulder Turnpike looks great, east and westbound. And 6th Avenue, no longer seeing any slowdowns in and out of Lakewood. Weather for the rest of today, sunny and another hot one, up to 97 for a high. Maybe a few isolated afternoon showers might cool us off. We're at 77. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Get up to Winter Park this summer and experience a thrilling ride down Colorado's longest alpine slide and pedal on over 600 miles of mountain bike trails. Save tech.
CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Summer's here, and there's no better time to drive with the top down.
Don't have a convertible?
No worries. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll find an incredible selection of topless models. You know, convertibles, foreign and domestic. Some real beauties, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have what you're looking for.
It's easy.
Check them out. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
It's your old nightmares with
AM 760 Progressive Talk.
A lot to talk about.
And AM760.net.
Hi, it's Tom Collins, the Auto Answer Man. How's it going? Tune in Sunday morning between 9 and 11 for my show. We'll be taking your calls on cars and car repair. Sunday morning, our guest experts will be answering all of your repair questions, and we'll talk about hybrids, ethanol, whatever you want. It's wide open. And then we've got the Auto Bay's Do-It-Yourself Hour coming up in the second hour of the program. So if you worship your car, tune in for our car services Sunday morning at 9 right here. See ya.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? Mu Thermal Wall Siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
Cynicism runs crazy in this society, doesn't it? And one of the big places there's cynicism is towards automobile dealers. And I've always said on the air, any group of people you talk about, there's always going to be a lot of good people, and then there's going to be some bad people. Well, let me tell you about some good people. Rocky's Autos. Rocky's Autos is the place to go to buy a clean, late-model used vehicle, car, truck, van, minivan, or SUV. They now have over 650 vehicles on the lot. The matching down incentive is going on, which helps lower your car payment. And they got great people working there, like my friends Tom and Marv Alshear, Spanky Herrera, Fred Labrato, Gerard Menard, Johnny Mays, Adolf, Juan. The list of people just goes on and on. There's over 100 people working there, and they're there for one reason, and that's to serve you. I can't think of a better place to go than Rocky's Autos. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan, or just look at the inventory. I think you'll be really thrilled. Rocky's Autos, they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Check them out. They're at the corner of 63rd and Federal. Tell them Jay Marvin sent you.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs the service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today. 1-800-351-1624.
This works. Call the number.
800-351-1624. 800-351-1624.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
It's 8:50. This is Mario Solis Maric sitting in for Jay Marvin on AM760. And by the way, we did have Ambassador Joe Wilson on the show earlier today. If you want to listen to that interview, you could go to am760.net and go to the Jay Marvin show, and they've posted the interview already. So that was Ambassador Joe Wilson joined us earlier this morning, and I asked him about his take on the fact that the man who outed his wife as a CIA agent is actually going pretty much scot-free. And, can you imagine? I don't know. Could you imagine somebody, here you have your spouse endangering their life for the country, and then some bozos, you know, out your spouse. Can you imagine that, or your brother, or your sister, or your whatever? Think, put yourself in that position. Put yourself in the position where, as it is day to day, you worry about somebody. I mean, listen, you know, when you're in love, you love somebody, you worry about them getting on the freaking freeway, going to work. You know, did they make it? I haven't heard from them. Are they okay? I mean, those, right? You think about those things when you care about somebody. Can you imagine if your spouse puts their life on the line day after day for the country that you both love, and you're in that constant worry mode, and then these jerks, in order to protect their political butts, endanger your spouse's life further? You know, based on that, Joe Wilson has been just the model of decorum. But he did let loose with us a little bit today. You got to listen to that interview. It's at am760.net, am760.net. Ralph from Colorado Springs, you're on the J. Marvin Show with Mario Solis Marich.
Hello, Mario. I think we're looking in the wrong direction. We should look back. We should look back to 9/11. It's not the politics here. It's the danger of another terrorist attack, helped and assisted by George W. Bush. Okay, let's think about what happened here. You commute Libby's sentence. That says it's okay to destroy covert U.S. spy operations. What's the downside to blabbing about a secret agent? None. Somebody
right.
else pays your $2,500 or whatever it is, fine. And I guess the thing that really disturbs me is Bush has said that anyone who helps a terrorist is a terrorist. Okay, you destroyed one secret agent. You destroyed Brewster Jennings and Associates, which was her
cover,
and any other agent that was associated with Brewster Jennings. She was, we know, involved in Iraq and Iran on weapons of mass destruction. That's fact. That's out now.
Right.
Okay. So, first of all, think about it in two aspects. One, if you're going to get somebody else to tattle on Saddam or tattle on the Iranians, who is an Iranian in Iran, they're going to sit there and say, holy, I can't say it on the air.
Right.
But if I tell you what the Iranians are doing, then what's going to happen to me is the same thing that happened.
Well, see, you're absolutely right, and I'm sure that there's a bunch of CIA agents right now who are completely outraged or scratching their head, or who their spouses are going, can you imagine that conversation, right? Like, these guys are, how do these guys and women that we know we're putting out there in danger, how do they know now that we're going to stand behind them? You make an excellent point. Thank you for your call.
We
got to take another call. Tom from Longmont, you're on the J. Marvin Show with Mario Solis Marich.
Hey, Mario. Great show.
Thank you for calling.
I'm just outraged at this Libby pardon, and I just I don't know what to say. Every day it seems like this Bush administration just unloads a bunch of crap on the whole American public, and it is outrageous that this is happening. And, I just don't know when it'll stop, except if the Democrats could get some, gonads and get after it. And I think, to me, and I've been a lifelong Democrat. I couldn't even think about voting Republican. But, I think this, after listening to Rich, it was on a while ago, the passiveness that these Democrats have, I think it just screams for a third or fourth or fifth party in the United States.
Well, and by the way, thank you for calling, and you called it 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. I think that there's too much calculation going on in the Democratic Party right now, because early on the calculation was, the majority of the American people, when polled previous to the November election, did not support impeachment. And although a strong and vocal faction within the Democratic Party did, the majority of the American people did not. And so there was that calculation that went into the mix. Right now, I think that you throw all calculations out the window. Because what we have right now is a series of events so blatant, and so blatantly illegal, and so without remorse, that it's at this point the case can be made and should be made, and even if it couldn't be made, needs to be made, that the Congress has a duty of oversight, and even though the Republican Congress ignored it, this Congress cannot, regardless of how it looks, and they need to move forward with that. And I will go further with that. Well, actually, let me take one more call. Then at the top of the hour, I have to tell you, I just got off of a local campaign. And we did some interesting polling, and I want to tell you what that looks like. But first, let's take a call from Steve from Sedia.
Hey,
hello. Very quickly, we only have a minute left here.
A
Okay, I'll make it quick. I'm assuming that the ambassador probably wasn't all that surprised, and quite frankly, I'm not either. It wouldn't surprise me if the whole thing wasn't set up as far as the commuting of the sentence, and ultimately he'll pardon him as he walks out of office so that, you know, there's not a mar on his record.
Right.
But, you know, we were talking about the president's low numbers and you know, what big deal, he can't get any lower. But I think the bigger picture here is Congress, you know, their numbers are lower than the president. And that's the thing that we as Democrats have to, you know, and
own up to. Yeah. And you know what? We're going to talk about this at the top of the hour. We're going to talk about that when we get back. This is Mario sitting in for J. Marvin, 303-713-7600. It's 9 o'clock.
While you're at your computer, there's AM 760, Progressive Talk on AM760.net. Log on and listen live. Every guest, every show, every day. Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver. AM 760, Progressive Talk is online at AM760.net.
After the accident, it was like 2 years before we settled and started getting my annuity, getting my payments, and things were going pretty good for a while. Then Jeff and I got divorced. And before you know it, the money started getting chopped up. And, well, you know, waiting 15 years for that money just doesn't sound so good anymore. I need that money, and I really need it now.
At J.G. Wentworth, we understand waiting on long-term payments can be frustrating, especially when you need cash now. Structured settlements, annuities, insurance claims. J.G. Wentworth has the expertise to get your money in your hands now. You've seen our ads on TV. Now is the time to call. For free information, just call 1-800-400-5581. We've helped tens of thousands of people get cash and get on with life. Call right now for free information. 1-800-400-5581. 1-800-400-5581.
Jay Marvin, Tom Hartman, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, and Rachel Maddow. AM 760, Progressive Talk in High Definition. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Two more arrests in Britain following failed car bomb attacks in London and Glasgow, Scotland. Live to CBS News reporter Larry Miller in London. Larry, what do we know about these suspects?
Well, Nick, the two men are being held under anti-terrorism laws. Police say they don't know yet if there is a link with the attempted bombings of London and the attack on Glasgow Airport. In those incidents, the vehicles were packed with propane gas canisters. The arrest today came after two deliveries of similar gas canisters to an industrial area in Blackburn in northwest England. Meanwhile, we now understand all eight suspects arrested earlier worked for Britain's National Health Service as doctors, medics, or lab technicians. Live in London, I'm Larry Miller, CBS News.
In Missouri,
we are seeing quite a bit of flooding in low-lying areas.
Lori Marble of the state's transportation department on trouble in two counties caused by heavy rains and flooding. In neighboring Kansas, President Bush has declared 17 counties a disaster area because of surging waters. In Oklahoma, many rivers have spilled over their banks. Reporter Karina Son is in Bartlesville, where the Caney River has risen more than 8 feet above flood stage.
It looks like it's just going to stick around for a while. It's only receded about a foot since yesterday, and we're going to have some major flooding until tomorrow morning early, about 1 a.m., and then we're going to see some moderate flooding for several days after that.
Oklahoma's governor will take a helicopter tour of the flooded areas today. Tragedy on a Virginia dairy farm as four people, all members of the same Mennonite family, were killed by methane gas from a manure pit.
Apparently something clogged up the pipe, and so the owner of the farm climbed into the pit to see what the problem was, and he would have immediately been succumbed by the fumes that were there.
Rockingham County Sheriff Don Farley says when the others went to rescue him, they wouldn't have had a chance either. Doctors at Montreal's McGill Reproductive Center have announced success in their new fertility treatment for women with polycystic ovaries. It involves extracting immature eggs, maturing them in the lab with hormones, and fertilizing and implanting them when they're needed. Dr. Ariel Ravel led the research team.
Combining these options are probably going to be the only way that these girls would be able to get pregnant from their own eggs.
The scientists say one of these specially treated eggs led to the birth of a baby girl last year. Well, how well are motorists and their passengers protected in rear crashes? The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety has done a series of tests on pickups, SUVs, and minivans. The results? The Institute's David Zuby.
We tested 87 current models. We found that of those 87, only 21 earned a good rating for best protection against whiplash injuries, and 54 of those models are only rated marginal or poor.
Few details available yet, but a small plane has crashed in Carlsbad, California, not far from San Diego. Authorities say all four people on board were killed. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 42 points. This is CBS News.
Hello, sucker. Yeah, you, the guy who overpaid for that jewelry your girlfriend just had to have. Oh, and you. You paid $1,000 too much for your home theater system. You should have gone to bottomdollar.com, where saving money is fast, free, and easy. Compare prices on millions of items from thousands of stores. Stuff like sporting goods, plasma TVs, digital cameras, even flowers. It's so easy to find the best deals, you'd be a sucker not to try it. Log on to bottomdollar.com. Compare and save on everything. Bottomdollar.com.
Alone at last in paradise.
Oh, honey, the kids are in the adjoining room.
Complimentary breakfast.
Oh, stop, the kids.
Kids? Kids stay free.
Oh, honey.
Upgrades.
You're an animal.
Great hotel deals get you all excited? Go to CheapTickets.com and save $50 during our summer hotel sale to nearly anywhere in the world. CheapTickets.com. The less you pay, the better it feels. Save $50 off 3-plus nights on qualifying hotels. Book by 7907. Valid for travel 64 through 9307. Subject to availability. See site for terms and conditions.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. The firestorm continues over Scooter Libby's presidential get-out-of-jail-free card.
Business as usual. You got money to buy off politicians in this country. You can get whatever you want.
Some folks in the Metro Denver area now saying it's time to impeach the president. Speaking right here on AM 760 earlier this morning, former Ambassador Joe Wilson, the husband of out and CIA operative Valerie Plame, describes their reaction.
Safe to say we were not surprised, but really disappointed at what is a subversion of the rule of law and the system of justice that has undergirded our great republic for 220 years.
Wilson says Congress ought to investigate whether Bush obstructed justice. High ozone readings have Coloradans holding their breath as sizzling temperatures bake engine exhaust and other emissions into a pollutant that's hard on folks with breathing problems. State health and environmental officials keeping a close watch on the Front Range again today as we teeter on the brink of violating federal health standards. And Frontier Airlines announcing the first four cities it plans to serve with its new turboprop operation. The new planes will fly in October from Denver on an existing route to Billings, Montana, and also introduce service to Wichita, Kansas, Sioux City, Iowa, and Rapid City, South Dakota. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
We did see an early end to the drive as we are in holiday mode here. Just a little lingering slowing left from the highways, and that's going to be southbound I-25 from I-70 down through Spear is dragging a little bit. But once you clear that, wide open as you continue down towards the Denver Tech Center. Looks like 225 is back to normal if you're getting on for Parker Road heading north or south. No delays for I-70 either side of town. And if you're headed out towards DIA, you have about a five-minute security wait time. Weather for today, sunny.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec, but before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high-profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's a part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here. It's 1-800-322-7127. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-322-7127. 1-800-322-7127.
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
If you haven't heard, Scooter Libby had his sentence commuted by President George W. Bush yesterday afternoon in the middle of a, you know, what many are considering to be a holiday week. because July 4th, the 4th of July fell on a Wednesday, so some people taking the whole week off, some people, you know, on a limited, you know, schedule. And you could probably tell that if you're driving around the freeways in Denver. From what Aaron O'Neill has been telling us, it's kind of empty out there. And this, I believe, was part of the calculus. So we've been taking your calls here this morning, trying to figure out how it is that you are reacting to this historic story. And people are calling at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. They've been calling all morning, and we're going to take some more calls in just a second. But one call I haven't gotten yet, and please, I'm waiting for this call. You know, as you know, if you've ever listened to my show, or when I've had the chance to sit in for Jay, which I consider an honor and a privilege, or when I do my show either in LA on Sundays or Monday through Fridays, I've been following the immigration story quite a bit, and like the majority of the American people, I agree that there should be a pathway to citizenship for undocumented workers in this country. I'm one of the few radio talk show hosts that actually, agrees with the majority of the American people on this. And every time I talk about it, I get phone calls from right-wingers saying, Mario, what about the rule of law? What about the rule of law? What about the rule of law? And yet today, I've spent now 3 hours, and I'm about to do the fourth hour, talking about the Scooter Libby sentence commutation by the President of the United States, who, by the way, in his statement, agrees that there has been obstruction of justice and agrees that Scooter Libby is guilty of it. And I haven't gotten one right-winger calling me up concerned about the rule of law. Not one. So I'm going to ask John, if you're a right-winger who believes that you are continually concerned about the rule of law, I'm going to ask John to put you at the top of the list here when you give us a call at 303-713-7600. Scott from Winter Park, you're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric on AM 760.
Good morning. From nice and 67-degree temperatures up here. So.
Oh, I wish I was there, man.
Not bad right now.
I like crisp mornings like that.
Yep, it's going to be a nice day, but we're going to get highs in the upper 80s, so it'll be a little toasty for us. But what I'd like to ask, if any of these right-wingers do want to call in, what if Bill Clinton and Al Gore had done this?
Oh. Pitchforks, you know, Scott. I can answer that right now.
Exactly,
pitchforks.
Exactly. What would Rush Limbaugh say if it had been Al Gore and Bill Clinton? And that's basically, I ask him, I go to a site and play backgammon online, and I go into some of the politics rooms sometimes because they're chat and you can play solitaire. And I ask him, I said, exactly, what if Bill had done this? Everything right down the line from Iraq to if Bill was actually in office when 9/11 happened to you name it. And they're like, well, I don't know. Well,
right, because it's and thank you for your call, and that's because it's they have put in a way that this country has never seen before. The right wing has put their party over the country.
Exactly.
They have supported their party over what the country obviously needs, or you know the direction it needs, or the support that it needs.
Yep.
And, well, and I want to thank you for your call. Josh from Arvada, you're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric on AM 760.
Hi, Mario. You touched on what you were going to ask the right-wingers, and that's what I had called about. Is, you know, it was only a week or two ago that we had all the right-wing senators saying, no amnesty, no amnesty. But it seems like if you're a millionaire white guy, they've got amnesty in spades. And that just ain't right.
Hey Josh, I could even top that one. Tom Tancredo during the Republican presidential debate, when they asked this question, said he supported amnesty for Scooter Libby. And yet he's the big type of, I'm all for the rule of law, and that's why we can't have amnesty for nannies and janitors and, you know, but you know, they can't have amnesty, but Scooter Libby can. And Tom Tancredo stood in on TV, on live TV, at the GOP debate, you know, saying, yeah, you know, I'll give amnesty to Scooter Libby.
And the other piece of that, I mean, why is it a bigger crime to hold down a job than it is to have a CIA operative and get people killed?
Well, I'll
make sense to me.
Well, two things, Josh. Obviously, the most obvious one, and thank you for your call, the most obvious one is the fact that they're covering up the fact that they sent us into a war without any real good reason. So they got a huge crime that they need to cover up. That's number one. And number two is because these guys in the Republican Party and in the right wing no longer, if they ever did, no longer respect hard work. They no longer respect hard work. They have gotten to a level where they have a disdain for people who work hard. They have a disdain for people that seek out the American dream. They live in this mentality that if somebody else gets it, they're going to lose it. And it's a ridiculous mentality, and somehow they've got theirs, and that's enough. It's time to pull up the ladder. And when they see somebody working hard, they don't have respect for that person. They don't understand. They have forgotten what it is to be an American. They have forgotten what the American dream is about. And when they see somebody stooping down to pick up the trash or to clean a toilet or to park their cars, instead of thinking, my God, this country is working because that person has a ladder to the American dream, they look at that person with contempt because that person, they know when they see him, cannot be a campaign donor. That person cannot give to their 527s. That person cannot support the Swift Boat veterans for un.
Well, I think we just lost.
Philips is proud to sponsor Live Earth in their global movement to solve the climate crisis. Live Earth will take place on July 7th as 9 major cities from around the world will provide 24 hours of music to highlight the problems and solutions to climate change. Philips is providing sensible and simple solutions through energy-efficient lighting to help solve the problem of climate change. Join us in the movement to make a simple switch today. Philips, sense and simplicity.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
The
following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one, because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 soft gels. Call 1-800-479-8133. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-479-8133. 1-800-479-8133.
600-6117. Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
And this is Mario Solis Marich sitting in for Jay Marvin. Apparently got a little hot there. That was an electronic problem, no other type of problem. Thank you, John, for saving that. Give us a call at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. As we promised, if you were a conservative, you'd go to the top of the list. Rick from Boulder, you're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric. Rick.
Good morning.
You're
good
on morning. The air.
All right. Yeah, I think this is a travesty. I consider myself conservative. Although I did not vote for Bush because I didn't think he was, I don't see him as a conservative. I see him as a gangster. I mean, they're just after seeing how much money they can get out of the system before they're finally busted. This is a travesty. We have to hold our politicians accountable. When they break the law, when they bend the rules on both sides, this is the only way we can get things straight again is if the Democrats break the rules, you bust their chops. If the Republicans break the rules, you bust their chops. Any party. And instead of playing this our team, your team crap, I've had it with it. This is why we have the problems we do.
I agree with you. Let me ask you a question. You say that you don't consider Bush a conservative. Nowadays, either elected or in like the popular culture, who would you consider a conservative?
I personally think Ron Paul is, and that's probably who I'll vote for. I haven't voted for a Republican in quite a while just because their party that's been taken over. But
thank you for your call. The reason I ask is because every once in a while I'll run into somebody like you that is basically, you know, considers themselves a conservative and is kind of trying to figure out, you know, what happened to the party, right? And I asked that question, and there aren't a lot of, you know, like, I use the word conservative because that's how they describe themselves, and I'd have to re-explain myself on the radio each time if I came up with a new term. But the fact of the matter is that the people in the power right now, you know, that are calling themselves conservatives have so little in common with conservatism. And by the way, I'll be honest with you. I don't agree with conservatism either. But that's a debate, right? Yeah. We could have that debate about philosophies and what I agree with, and maybe there's places where we agree and then disagree. But these other guys, they're just like not conservatives. They're just kind of something else, and I'm not sure what happened.
Well, they're there for the cash. I mean, you don't spend that much money to get elected not to recoup. The other issue that you mentioned with immigration, and I guess I see this all the time. I'm a blue-collar worker, and so the guys I work with are illegal. And if there's any bit of trouble, and I've seen this at least four times in the past year and a half, if there's at least a bit of trouble, they run back to Mexico. They're not invested here. And I'm not talking to everybody, but I guess that's a lot of what really pisses people off is that You know, if you want to be here,
right,
invest in being part of the system. You know, don't, you're here for as long as you know, you're here and then you break the law and then you get the hell out. And that's we see that over and over again. And
That's an interesting criticism, and I thank you for your call, by the way. I need to go on to other calls. That's an interesting criticism, and I would counter that by saying all the more reason to have a pathway to citizenship so that people can become more invested in the system. Dwayne from Weld County, you're on the Mario Solis Maric. Well, actually, you're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric.
Yeah, Mario, this is Dwayne. This is a new low. What's happened, a phrase that has come to me, beware of the Republican nation, it will steal your freedom. And I am, I just see this action as a thumbing of their nose at the people. And I think personally that we can't calculate our way necessarily out of this. And it is by firm and strong action at all levels, in all ways, of coming back to the ideals that is the American dream.
And I agree with you, sir. I mean, at this point, and thank you for calling, and he called at 303-713-7600. At this point, calculations have to be thrown out the window. I mean, and believe me, I'm you know, I love the party. I'm a Democratic Party consultant, but there's a, you know, and I understood the calculation of not being for, you know, impeachment, you know, in the run-up to the election and afterwards keeping your word on that. I understand all of that. This, however, throws all of that out the window. And the fact of the matter is that, you know, Democrats are losing ground support because they haven't been more aggressive, and this is only going to make that matter worse. I just finished a campaign. You know, my firm did a campaign here locally, worked on an independent expenditure supporting a candidate again, and it's a hardcore Democratic district, and we had a special election, so it's basically Democrats versus Democrats, right? But we did a lot of polling, and we went in there, we had a really good team, and we did some serious work on the ground, and we had the benefit of there being a tracking poll that was funded by the Independent Expenditure, so we got to see the impact of our work day in and day out, which is an incredible tool. And what we found from the beginning until the end of the campaign, from the beginning till the end of the campaign, these were in hardcore Democratic districts that we were hearing over and over again from Democratic voters, why should I go vote? It doesn't change anything. And we were talking to voters that were more than occasional voters. We were talking to what we refer to as either semi-regular voters to hardcore voters. And in a Democratic district, in a race for a Democratic seat, and where they all hated George Bush. I mean, the disapproval of George Bush in that district was like at 80%. And they were saying, why should I go out and vote? And we heard it over and over and over and over again. And I have to tell you, when I hope the presidentials are wising up to this, you know, the country could be disgusted with the Republican Party, but you need to give the Democratic base and independents a reason to actually leave their home in November 2008. Paul from Kittredge, you're on the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, my first opinion about the Scooter Libley thing, I just want to talk about that real quick. Wasn't it President Truman that said that to anyone to do such a thing as he did is treasonous and shall be dealt with by death or somewhere? I'm just paraphrasing and making it really simple. Is that one far from me?
I definitely have heard that, although I have not read the quote myself. I definitely heard that swimming around. But let me say, regardless of whether an important person said that or not, I think that we could say it, and it's just as important because, you know, supposedly we're in control of the country. So,
yeah,
you know, so yeah. if that's your opinion, sir, it's far more valid to me, with all due respect to Thomas
yeah.
Jefferson or whoever.
Absolutely.
You know, the fact that you believe it is important.
No. I don't believe. Sure, the guy did a pretty crappy thing. But if you take in regards to that, and he had a two and a half year sentence. If you were to hold true the true law that he could be hung or whatever, I mean, the guy got off, and he really got off. But that's not my reason for calling.
Go ahead.
That was just my opinion about the Scooter Libby deal.
Yep.
Now, I'm one of those. I agree with you, and this is I'm a registered Democrat, and I could probably be one of the few that actually say that I agree with President Bush is in regards to the immigration law. I do believe that there should be some type of work visa, and these are the reasons why. If you give me a minute, I'll get off the line. You can respond to it.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, my reason for that is you give illegal...
Hold on a second. You go ahead. We got
okay.
it. Go ahead.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
They no longer look over their shoulders and worry about, if they're going to be caught, be deported, da-da-da, whatever the case may be. Not only that, you give them a sense of pride of being somewhere they belong and feel they belong. Okay? You take everything in that step in regards and let that happen, okay? Give them the work visa. Now, there's two things you can get out of it, all right? There's one, they get their citizenship, semi-citizenship. They get their way to it legally. Two, what is the main reason why we can't find anything to pass? It's because it does not benefit the United States of America. Okay, we're letting them work for cheap right now, so work labor's down low, and no one's doing anything about it. Okay, we'll get them in some type of work visa and let them, I'm having a brain fart here. Let them get together as a whole, somewhat as a union type. Okay, take that union, 20 million strong. Realistically, they say 11 to 12 million people, as far as illegal aliens go. I don't agree with that. It's probably stronger than that. Take that 11 to 12 million people, realistically 20. Give them $100 a month for 5 years. That'd be $6,000 as opposed to $5,000 that they're proposing. $100 a month is more realistic. You take that, what can you apply it to? The one thing that the states need more desperately than anything, besides a strong leader, would be healthcare system. 20 million strong, $6,000 over a period of 5 years, you do the math.
Wow.
That will take care of any type of healthcare system we could ever worry about. Ever.
Thank you for your call. Interesting concept. I have to tell you, there's an elected official, or there's a guy who ran as a Republican in Orange County who also had some solutions like yours had more ingenuity in them. Than most, and he came up with some similar numbers and would apply the money differently, et cetera. But certainly, there's 100 ways to look at this. And so I even though I don't have time to sit here and do the math with you, but I certainly appreciate the concept. And like I said, we had this guy that was running as a Republican in Orange County who was walking around and saying, "Hey, you know, let's turn this into a cash opportunity. We have some problems that we could, you know, that we need to solve." So it's interesting, but it goes to a basic concept and approach. It's like you could take a look at a problem and you could choose to ignore it or make it worse or try to make it better or create opportunity out of it. And the way that we approach the problem defines us as whether we're a conservative or progressive. 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. This is Mario Solis Maric sitting in for J. Marvin right here on the J. Marvin Show. It's 31 minutes after the hour. And now traffic with Aaron O'Neill.
And it's looking to be a pretty great drive across the highways right now. A little heavy southbound I-25 from 38 through Spear, but really nothing out of the ordinary. Running wide open for I-70 either side of town. 225 looks great if you're getting on from Parker Road heading north or south. Easy driving for C-470 along the foothills, and the Boulder Turnpike is wide open as well. Still have that closure out east. It's going to be westbound I-70 in between Deer Trail and Byers. Bad accident involving a couple of semis remains under investigation. Highway 40 is the alternate out in that direction. Weather check today, sunny and hot. Up to
who makes a good homemade pie?
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
AM760, Progressive Talk.
Who makes a good homemade pie?
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Get up to Winter Park this summer and experience a thrilling ride down Colorado's longest alpine slide and pedal on over 600 miles of mountain bike trails. Save 10.
Summertime and classic video rental is easy at the Video Station in Boulder. When was the last time you watched The Dude and The Big Lebowski, Brad Pitt and Gwyneth Paltrow in Seven, or fell for Keira Knightley in Love Actually? Old or new, choose from over 55,000 titles at the Video Station on 28th Street just south of Canyon in Boulder.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-430-8122 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-430-8122. 1-800-430-8122.
700-1278.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Colorado Radiance Corporation provide your total carbon solution with custom comfort solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Radiance can show you how to offset your investment with your monthly energy savings. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
Hi, it's Tom Collins, the Auto Answer Man, inviting you to tune in Sunday morning at 9 o'clock from 9 to 11. We're going to talk cars, car repair, guest experts in studio to answer all of your questions, and a do-it-yourself hour beginning at 10 o'clock right here, Sunday morning at 9. We'll see you then.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's 9:35. This is Mario Solis Maric sitting in for Jay Marvin right here on The Jay Marvin Show. On AM 760, having a big news day on the day. It's supposed to be a slow news period, right? And I think this is why the White House or why W decided to commute Scooter Libby's sentence, because he was banking on the fact that y'all would be asleep at the wheel or getting ready, you know, for your holiday barbecue, so you wouldn't pay attention. It turns out that was a miscalculation, if this show is any indication, because people are hot. And we want to continue to hear what you have to say about this at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. Angela from Denver, you're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric.
Hi, Mario.
How are you?
Yeah, you got me laughing there for a second when you said that people are hot about this.
Yeah, people are hot.
They are mad.
Yeah, they really are.
And I thought, good, good. At least people will be motivated to do something. You know what I mean?
I agree.
Actually, I had, I'll tell you a couple things.
Go ahead.
One is, if this was Bill Clinton or Paris Hilton or O.J. Simpson.
Right.
Or they were just like, you know, up in arms, like with the pitchforks. Now you got one of their guys who lied and exposed the fact that, oh, my God, this war is a criminal enterprise. And they expose it, you know, the administration is like the mafia, only worse. Because they're ripping off the people of Iraq. They're ripping off the people of the United States. And, you know, they get to cover themselves up with the American flag.
Right.
The second thing is, I had an idea. We have a new noun. It's called scooter. It's a campaign of lying, cheating, stealing, smearing, covering up, and payoff to confuse the American people and obfuscate the truth.
It's a new noun. Thank you. Thank you for your call.
So that's my.
Thank you for your call. Barb in St. Louis. You're streaming us, I guess, at am760.net. You're on the J. Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric.
Hi. I'm glad I found you people. You're very entertaining.
We're glad you found us, too.
I think that the problem with the Democratic Party is a strategist. The man you had on earlier who was a strategist said that, well, we can't do impeachment. We don't have enough time. We don't have a big enough majority. We'll be seen as obstructionists. The only people that's going to see the Democratic Party as obstructionists is people who wouldn't vote for them anyway. And I think that most people, they just want the Democrats to do something, just try. Whether they succeed or not, at least we can say we tried to right these wrongs.
You know what's interesting? If you think back, and by the way, I agree with you. If you think back, there was a point early in the Clinton administration where he had completely bottomed out in the poll, not this bad, of course, but at, you know, his polls were low, and they were not quite at Bush lows, but, you know, but he hadn't engaged in a scooter. But but what happened was that when, and the, you know, the Newt Gingrich Republicans were on him and on him and on him, and he kept on giving in to them, giving in to them, giving in to him, and his polls were getting lower, lower, and lower. When he stood up, because Gingrich wanted to redo Social Security and basically destroy Social Security. And when Clinton drew the line there, Gingrich said, well, if you don't give us what we want, we'll shut down the government. And Clinton put out a statement, said, listen, I'm not going to be responsible for undoing, you know, Social Security. I'm not going to go down that way. So I am not going to do this. You could shut down the government if you want to. And when he did that, his poll numbers went up. And during the entire period while his poll numbers were going down, the pundits were saying Bill Clinton is not popular because, you know, the whole world is conservative and he isn't, and he's not doing what Congress wants, and, you know, that's why his poll numbers were down. But as soon as he stood up to those guys, his numbers went up.
Exactly.
And there's a lesson. I appreciate your call. Liam from Fort Collins, you're on the J. Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric on AM 760.
Hello, Mario. I've enjoyed your show. Hello?
Thank you. Welcome to the program.
Yes, enjoying the show. Say, I just like to follow up on what Barb from St. Louis was just saying.
Yeah.
I think that the outrage over Scooter Libby is a little bit misplaced. In fact, I think a lot of it's really ridiculous because this is like crying about the horse escaping 6 years after the barn door has been left open. It really is indicative of the learned helplessness within the Democratic Party, and we have no one to blame but ourselves. As Barb was saying, we really don't even try. It's like taking impeachment off the table before the midterms, purely as a strategy, because Democrats, especially in Congress, it's their duty to at least explore the impeachment of these thugs in the White House. And the thing about Scooter Libby, that's totally characteristic. I can't imagine that Bush would not have commuted the sentence or not have pardoned Libby. It would have been totally uncharacteristic if there had been any other outcome. So for us to get upset about this is really after the fact. We need to be more like Republicans and being proactive rather than reactive. The other day on Ed Schultz, I think it was, a guest was saying, describing the Democrats playing checkers while the Republicans are playing chess. And this is another example of it. Do you really think the Republicans care about our outrage? Do you think George Bush cares about our outrage over this? Obviously not. I mean, they even shut the phone lines down at the White House last night from news reports. So I really believe we need to look forward, forget Scooter Libby, and look at the election fraud in the coming 08 election.
But see, this is the and Liam, it's like you and thank you for your call. I'm going to let you off the line here because I want to talk a little bit about what you just said, because it exactly you said a lot of true stuff and then you kind of led us astray. I have to tell you something, Leon. You and I talking on this program and having this conversation, when you call on this program, if you do, when Jay's on, and having that conversation with it, we are, you know, we are a group of people that's involved in this day-to-day conversation. Democrats, on the whole, like Republicans on the whole, aren't engaged in the day-to-day conversation. Most Americans are not from either party. And, you know, and Americans need, you know, and quite frankly, I'm going to say something ridiculous. I don't think they should need to be. I think they need to be now because things have gotten so out of control. But I don't think it's an unfair expectation after all the taxes that people pay and the way that they play by the rules that they should have to play nanny to their government day in and day out. I don't think it's unrealistic. Yeah, I mean, they elect adults to office, you know, that swear on us, that swear on Bibles to uphold the Constitution. And they pay them, they give them great salaries. They give them great health care. They give them better health care than they give themselves. So it's not unrealistic for them to expect that the business of government be taken care of without them having to watch them day in and day out. That being said, there's a period now that we're at where they must be. And now we have to re-engage them. And this is a crystallizing moment. That where there is no doubt, the president has said, Scooter Libby has obstructed justice. I agree with the verdict. I just don't think it's so bad. This is Mario Solis Maric, sitting in for Jay Marvin, and now traffic with Jay Morgan.
Drive around town's in pretty good shape on the highways. Not even seeing that slowing coming down from I-70 heading into the downtown area. A little bit crowded, but things are moving along. Nothing really slowing you down as you head across downtown on both sides of the highway. Looks pretty good through the bridges. No worries in and around the tech center. 225 looking good across Aurora. No problems on I-70 on either side of the city. But again, on the eastern plains, still had that closure of I-70 westbound between Byers and Deer Trail. Detours are in place. Just keep that in mind if you happen to be heading out of the plains. As far as weather goes, going to be another hot one, a high of 97 with a few isolated storms around, but not much rain involved in those. Partly cloudy tonight, low 62. Partly sunny, a little cooler tomorrow, relatively so. Scattered showers and a high of 89. Right now it's up to 83 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM760, Progressive Talk. Get to your local Chevy dealer today for blockbuster deals on select 07 Chevy cars, trucks, and SUVs during the Chevy Transform Your Ride sale. But hurry, because it all ends July 9th. And see Transformers in theaters now.
Are you a gearhead? Live to bench race? Watch Gone in 60 Seconds 30 times? Love 4x4s that require a ladder to get in? Can you quote the horsepower specs of your minivan? Then you're going to love what is coming Saturdays on 760 AM. The hosts of Drive Radio, John Rush and Donnie Cypher, are gearheads. And they're going to talk about all the things you like. Tune in AM 760, Saturdays 10 AM. Gearheads, you're going to have so much fun.
Cynicism runs crazy in this society, doesn't it? And one of the big places there's cynicism is towards automobile dealers. And I've always said on the air, any group of people you talk about, there's always going to be a lot of good people, and then there's going to be some bad people. Well, let me tell you about some good people. Rocky's Autos. Rocky's Autos is the place to go to buy a clean, late-model used vehicle, car, truck, van, minivan, or SUV. They now have over 650 vehicles on the lot. The matching down incentive is going on, which helps lower your car payment, and they got great people working there, like my friends Tom and Marv Alshear, Spanky Herrera, Fred Labrato, Gerard Menard, Johnny Mays, Adolf, Juan. The list of people just goes on and on. There's over 100 people working there, and they're there for one reason, and that's to serve you. I can't think of a better place to go than Rocky's Autos. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan, or just look at the inventory. I think you'll be really thrilled. Rocky's Autos, they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Check them out. They're at the corner of 63rd and Federal. Tell them J. Marvin sent you.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-53-GO-NOW. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-53-GO-NOW for all the exciting details. That's 866-53-GO-NOW. Go now. Call now.
Tom Hartman coming up at 10. Right now, it's the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
And it's 9:48. This is Mario Solis Maric sitting in for the great J. Marvin, who's on vacation right here on AM 760. We're taking your calls at 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. And then at the next hour, I guess you'll have Tom Hartman over there on AM 760. So stay tuned and get all the hot information about this and the reaction about the Scooter Libby basically free pass from George W. Bush. Ron from Denver, you're on the J. Marvin Show with Mario on AM 760.
Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for calling. What's up?
Well, the Democrats need to do two things. I'm a center righty, and what the Democrats need to do is remind the voting public, because the people who don't vote shouldn't count, and because they have their chance to voice their opinion and they choose not to, and not voting is not an option in this country. People died to give them the right. People are still dying for the right to vote in this on this planet. The two things that the Democrats need to do are, one, remind the voting public that George Bush said he was going to clean up the White House, not clean up at the White House. If you need a bullet point, there it is. Number two, they need to present a contract, just like the Republicans did. If elected, we will do A, B, C, and X, Y, Z. I mean, I can't believe what a bunch of wimps your party leaders are.
Well, Ron, let me ask you a question. Ron, okay. Okay. So that's fine. Wait a minute. Well, Ron. I'll let you get in a couple digs at the Democratic Party, but quite frankly, I don't know. I don't know how, you know, you call the show, you say you're a center righty, and then you pick on the Democrats. How come you're not calling me up to tell me how disgusted you are with the Republicans?
I've done that too. I'm absolutely.
I mean, because this is the day I haven't heard, except for one guy call up today. Wait a minute, Ron. I'm not going to cut you off, but listen to me. I haven't heard but one guy call up today say that they're a conservative and they're ashamed. And while you hear and you're hearing our audience, these are Democrats mostly or progressives calling me. We definitely are open about criticizing our party. You're not going to hear a conversation like this on Rush Limbaugh criticizing the Republican Party on Hannity or on O'Reilly or anything. And quite frankly, let me give you some advice about your party. What you should do is you should quit looking at freaking talking points and get your party back to basics, because you guys have ripped off the country. And while we may be wimpy and while we may be stupid, we have integrity, and when we don't, we at least try, Ron, and you need to give us some credit for that. Because as wimpy as we are, we've never led our country into an unneeded war. We've never, like, done the 100 different things that I could go down a list of what has happened to this country in the last 6 years. While you guys were had the White House, you had the House of Representatives, you had the Senate, and you're going to call the show and call us wimps because we couldn't stop the egregious behavior that you guys engaged in. That is just outrageous. Thank you for your call. Jan, Hype Manic, you're on the J. Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric.
Hello, Mario. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
I understand you're running for HD 20.
I am, for another go, yes.
Well, go for it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. We're actually getting ready to go and be a part of the Monument Annual July 4th Parade, which attracts up to 20,000 people annually. You wouldn't think Monument could do that, but they do.
Mostly amazing. Because,
I know. Colorado Springs doesn't have its own parade, so that's where everybody goes. But I was in it last year, so this year I just got a whole huge group of Democrats together, and we're all going to be marching in the parade together. There's going to be people from Obama's campaign there, people from my campaign, from Bill Richardson's campaign. We're just all going to be a part of it in one big solidarity group, and it's going to be very great. But actually, the reason I called, I think when we're talking about Scooter Libby, we're taking our eye off the more severe situation, the one that's the umbrella in the situation. Right now, the subpoenas that we have given to Cheney and everybody else at the federal level, they're basically being ignored from what I understand. They're saying, we're not going to comply with these. We're not going to give you the documentation that you're asking for. And what are you going to do about it? And they know they have us over a barrel because they have control of the judicial branch of government. And who's controlling that? We've got, you know, Scalito and Roberts.
Right.
And so if we go, that's our next step, is going, you know, well, they won't help us. You know, they won't do what we ask. And the judicial system's going to go, so? What do you want us to do about it?
Right.
So we have nowhere to turn. And that's what should be really petrifying the heck out of people, is that they have things so sewn up now that we have nowhere to turn in trying to get legal prosecution of anybody. We can't do it. Our hands are tied. And people, I think, should be in the streets going, this is not okay, folks. This is not our system anymore.
No, I agree. I agree with you, Jan. But see, one of the things that, in order for that to happen, and I have to tell you, once again, I love my party. I work within the party system. I mean, and I agreed with the initial, you know, stance on impeachment. But there is a point where, you know, where the where we need to you know, step it up and demonstrate the leadership, and that point I really believe is now. And this is not about, I would disagree, I don't think this is about taking our eye off the ball in those subpoenas, but it's actually, it would increase pressure on getting some response to those subpoenas, because quite frankly, they're not going to respond. They're going to shred and they're going to destroy, and they're basically leaving Democrats no other choice but to impeach.
So if they do enough shredding, are we still going to have enough evidence to?
Well, it doesn't matter. They've shredded it. It's they're not going to give this stuff up. I think that's kind of the point you're making, and I appreciate your call. By the way, good luck on the campaign and all the great stuff that I hear you do in the community. And thank you for calling the J. Marvin Show. They're going to do those things anyways. I mean, they have, and you're right, they've strategically boxed us in, you know, which means that we have to fight back even harder. Will from Broomfield, you're on the J. Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric. Will. Oh, I'm sorry, Aaliyah in Evergreen, you're on the J. Marvin Show. Okay, one last try. John in Denver, you're on the Mario. You're on the J. Marvin Show.
I'm here. I'm really here.
Oh, here. We got one. We got a winner.
My thanks to John Kirk for giving me a second shot here. This is Angry John from Southeast Denver again. I just wanted to have get an announcement on, if I could, that there's going to be the usual Wednesday, but a very special version of it, the Wednesday 5 p.m. impeachment rally downtown Denver, in front of the Denver Post and the Rocky Mountain News buildings.
Wonderful.
I got to take a breath.
What time is it at?
5 p.m. Wednesday, tomorrow, July 4th. If you care about the Constitution, come down there. And one other thing you can do is dial 800-828-0498. That's a free, toll-free call to Congress. Ask for your congressman or all Colorado congressmen and tell them to impeach.
Thank you very much. And you're right. What an excellent way, you know, to more than celebrate, but to commemorate the founding of our country on, you know, this 4th of July is to call for a return to those basic values. Harry in Boulder, you're on the J. Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric on AM 760.
Good morning, Mario. I know I only have 1 minute.
Right.
But as a constitutional conservative, I would call for the immediate impeachment of this criminal cabal. And I think they ought to go on permanent vacation to a nice island like Alcatraz.
And you know what? You get the last word, sir, and thank you for your call, because you may have summed up what our caller said today. My God, John, it's always a privilege and pleasure to work with you. I appreciate this.
You too, man. I can't wait to work with you again.
And say hi to Jay when he gets back from vacay. This is Mario Solis Maric signing off for J. Marvin and the J. Marvin Show on AM 760. It is 10 o'clock.
A mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today. 1-800-351-1624.
This works. Call the number.
800-351-1624. 800-351-1624.
While you're